that the government is going to take care of you.
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
It's Dandelion's first Christmas in their new home. So join the ladies at 1322 Pine Street. Enjoy the 17 themed trees, where you will find exciting brands like Brighton, Alex and Ani, beautiful sweaters, and delicious candles with scents like pumpkin spice and cinnamon cider. Have your sweetheart fill out a wish list to make your shopping easier, or have one of the many wonderful ladies help you with that special gift. It's Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing at 1322 Pine Street in beautiful downtown Reading.
Dana Lash is off and running, generating the buzz.
All bets are off at this point.
So great to talk to you, Dana. You're my favorite.
Dana, you and I are blood brothers to the American dream.
Dana Lash, the conservative alternative. This is The Dana Show.
No. No. No.
I think she wouldn't be able to do it.
The one she would... get lost in the sky.
Yeah, because you have to go around the whole world.
If she had a baby, then
these kids were asked about Santa.
If a woman could be Santa, taking care of the baby, giving it milk.
The baby would crush all the toys when they're trying to bring it to other children. I still get a headache.
I reckon the Lady Santa would be much better because she could fit down the chimneys quickly.
I think he would be better about bossing around the elves.
He hasn't seen Father Christmas do it, and for me to practice.
A friend to stop them, of course.
I love little British children. They're so adorable.
I don't think Mrs. Christmas can.
Camper did not worry about it. She had to go to the gym.
You know, most adorable thing ever.
One of the strongest ladies in the world.
No, Lady Santa.
Yes, Lady Santa.
Girls aren't any different than boys.
I don't really know anything about.
I love their little voices. These kids were asked if a woman could be Santa, and. Wasn't the articles what supposed to be like? I hope they're not like mad because these kids had this answer. I'm gonna get upset if that's the truth.
So
if that's
innocent
the case.
And so cute.
They're so sweet. They were asked if a woman could do Father, because in Britain they called him Father Christmas. He's not Santa Claus. It's Father Christmas. And they said no because her baby bump might squash the present. It's the funniest thing ever. And then, of course, you have these super serious people who are writing the story, and they go, this just shows you how early gender bias starts. Maybe it's because Santa's always been a man. Stop, like, I can't stand when adults shove onto children their boring adult baggage onto them. Stop it. Let kids be kids and let kids have fun. Good grief. It's adorable.
I just love their voices. It's so cute, isn't it? It's so cute. Well, her baby bump might squash the present.
What really got me going was one of the kids said, no, she would get lost.
She'd get lost. She wouldn't be able to find her way.
It's adorable. Happy Friday to you, by the way. Of course, this is The Dana Show. I'm Dana Lash. And Friday, being that it's Friday, we do things a little differently. We have a mailbag of hate, which we do. And then we also have Open Line Friday. 866-455-9797. Later on, we'll be opening up the phone lines. A few things to get out of the way, though, immediately. Because, as you know, the omnibus, the omnibus passed not only the House, but it passed the Senate 65-33. And it's a horrible, hot mess of a bill. And we talked about some of that yesterday. It is a horrible, hot mess of a bill that spends $1.6 billion to resettle illegal aliens inside of the United States. Washington Free Beacon says that the omnibus has that's the funding, $1.6 billion for illegal immigrant resettlement. Arriving at the U.S. border, that goes all the way through 2018. There are a number of things in this that is bad. It doesn't fund any kind of fence. It doesn't fund anything like that at the border, even though, what was it, the Fence Security Act or something like that. It literally was called, like, the fence bill, even though that passed, like, I don't know, years ago. And they've never implemented it. They've never implemented it. They've never done anything with it. It's right there. It's just waiting. So instead of actually funding that project, we're going to go ahead and fund everybody just like resettling here in the United States. This thing, it's a horrible, ridiculous, hot mess, the omnibus bill. And a lot of people are questioning the leadership. Now, look, I know, and I'm not saying this to excuse Paul Ryan. In fact, because I'm not finished with this. So before you freak, let me get this tugboat to shore, okay? So I get that a huge part of this bill was something that had been negotiated by Boehner with Pelosi before he left. And that when he left, it was particularly right before this budget battle. And then he left this budget bill, this omnibus bill, in Paul Ryan's lap. Now, that being said, a majority in the House is worth nothing if you don't use it. Now, one of the things that I hear all the Republicans, in fact, I get like a million emails from the Speaker saying, oh, my gosh, it's amazing. Do you know what we got, Dana? I mean, it's not like to me personally, but it's like a mass press mail. Oh, my gosh, we were able to lift those oil exports. Oh, man, it's so great. It's so amazing. They got like one thing. They got like one thing in there. It's a $1.1 trillion spending bill that continues to fund Planned Parenthood, offers $1.6 billion for illegal alien resettlement. And I'm just, like, everything that I'm looking here, I can see why the White House would take a victory lap. This whole thing, it's omnibus. It has 12 different appropriations bills passed as one big meaty package, right? And they wanted this tax extender in there so that they could get some more Republican support, which is why I think they even got a lot of Republican support in the first place. But they handed everybody like a few thousand pages, and they handed everybody a giant stack of the omnibus bill. They handed everybody this omnibus bill, and then they were going to ask them to vote on it at 10 a.m. the next day. In 48 hours, two huge, ginormous bills, thousands of pages, that weren't even really negotiated publicly. It was done, again, like I said, with Boehner before he even left at the end of October. He left before Halloween. It's just, it's not... There's not really anything good in there. I'm aggravated that we didn't fight more. What's the point? What is the point if you're not going to fight? And how in the hell? Somebody explain this to me. After you saw everything that you saw with Planned Parenthood in those videos, how are you still supporting the funding of that organization, number one? And number two, it's a for-profit business. Why is the federal government literally giving millions of public dollars to a for-profit business? Why? They don't do anything spectacular. They don't do anything above and beyond what a community health center would do. And they suck out loud at even that. They fight to even have to meet the same standards of care as other actual health facilities. It's a baby chop shop. That's what it's all about. It's for those people who think that birth control comes after conception because they have an inability to understand, apparently, where babies come from. Why are we giving this organization, a for-profit organization, a windfall of public money? Why? And the fact that that was still, that was left in that budget is amazing to me. The fact that it wasn't nixed, the fact that not a single one of these Republicans got up there and said, why are we funding this? I thought that Obamacare took care of all of it. Why are we even worrying about this? Remember, women get free everything so long as you're able to just look. We got Obamacare, so all of this stuff is supposed to already be free. Why are we funding this again? It's redundant. Let's go ahead and let's use this money for something else. The fact that not a single one of these Republicans attempted in the public sphere beyond the floor, attempted that argument is astounding to me. It is astounding to me. And when people are like, well, I don't understand how somebody like Trump could end up being in first place. I don't understand how he's leading in polls. Well, if you don't understand, and I'm not saying he's my guy. I don't particularly have a guy yet, but I'm coming closer to a decision, though. But if that shocks you, you look at this situation. People are angry. I mean, my gosh, we were told, well, we can't do anything unless we have a majority in the White House, or we have a majority in the House. Okay, well, we kept that. Oh, well, then we can't do anything unless we also have the House majority and the Senate majority. Okay, well, we gave you that. And now we're hearing, oh, we can't do anything unless we also have the White House. It's like the parable of the talents. They get a lot of talents, and they're not doing anything with it. It's asinine. It is so asinine. We're going to get your calls on this as well. I'm going to try not to get too in the weeds with it, but I'm going to give you the overlay of, you know, the big picture of what this bill means and how it's going to shape the 2016 general, because you know that's happening. Let's jump into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour and time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, you know, Democrats are holding their debate on Saturday because Saturday night, in fact, simply because it's amazing. Democrats clearly don't want anyone to watch their debate. They don't want anyone to see their candidates. And Martin O'Malley and Bernie Sanders are fighting over this. And Bernie Sanders and the DNC are fighting as well. So this is news that happened today. Bernie Sanders is accused of breaking DNC rules. He's threatening to sue also the DNC for suspending access to a voter database. They're saying that they accused him of somehow compromising or manipulating Hillary Clinton data. So now he's filing an injunction against the DNC. And then he said, well, why not hold the debate on Christmas Eve? What was Christmas Eve booked? It's amazing. They're fighting. It's so awesome. This is one of the saddest stories I think I've ever read in a long time. I read this on the Daily Mail last night when I was doing some work. The Daily Mail reports that this little boy, 4-year-old little boy named Brian Allen, he spent 2 days home alone in his Buffalo, New York house because his mom, Shalina Hamilton, had suddenly died in the apartment. They think that, I mean, she had just collapsed and died at the foot of the stairs. And he lived off milk and pancake syrup. And the only reason that he was discovered was because a rent-a-center employee, Tawan Littleton, he had called the house because he had an appointment. He was making a delivery. He had an appointment. And he called, and the little boy answered, and the little boy, Brian Allen, told Little John that look, my mom's asleep, and she won't wake up. So Tawan Littleton was like, you know, he's got 3 kids at home. He's like, this is weird. I'm going to go over there. So he went to the apartment, and Brian, who was wearing just a diaper, he let him in. And he saw the woman who was dead. He saw through the window at first that she was laying there at the bottom of the stairs. So he got the little boy out of the house. He called 911. He wrapped him in a blanket, put him in the truck, and waited for the law enforcement to arrive. And everyone says he's a hero. And he's like, look, I did what anybody else would have done in that situation. That's just the saddest. Like, the mom had, like, an aneurysm or something like that. And she just, dropped right there. It's horrific. Isn't that just the saddest thing ever? All right, so that's sad. Here's something good. A wad in a manger. The children's home of Amarillo, Texas, they put a nativity outside of the children's home. And there was a donor who did not want to be known and left a $50,000 check to the children's home, which has been housing orphans and children who can't live at home for various reasons. It's been doing this for 91 years. The donor didn't walk into the lobby and hand over the money. They did not want to be known. Instead, they slipped it under baby Jesus in the manger. in the children's home's nativity scene that was on their front lawn because they didn't want to be known. And then they called the front desk and said, go outside and look under the baby Jesus. And so that they, and that's when they found the check for $50,000. And they said, that's amazing because 75% of that home's funding, it's private donations. Like they call them panhandle donations. And so it really means a lot to them. But the donors did not want to be named. They just wanted to see the children taken care of. How awesome is that, that happened? That's an amazing story. Amazing story. The neighbor of the San Bernardino terrorists, have you noticed that that whenever you hear the media talk about the San Bernardino terror attack, it's always the San Bernardino shooter. It's always the San Bernardino attacker. But it's, you know, ultimately it's the San Bernardino terrorist. Anyway, Enrique Marquez, now not only is he going to be charged for straw purchasing, but he's also facing terrorism charges as well because authorities believe that he and Saeed Farouk were actually planning other attacks. So not only is he being charged with those straw purchases, but now he's being charged for terror, which is what also the federal government should be doing to those individuals that they say are on the watch list. And by the way, I have some information about that watch list. They don't know. They can't keep track of anybody who's on it. Wait until you hear that story. And lastly, a New York pizza shop owner's confessed to trying to recruit for ISIS. You know, would you like some jihadi pizza? The Buffalo News reports that a Rochester pizza shop owner, a 31-year-old man, has pled guilty in an attempt to recruit fighters for ISIS. He's one of the first caught in the U.S. And the restaurant Mojo's Famous Pizza and Chicken, the guy Mudfit Elfgi, small business owner, but the people who were going and getting pizza from him, they didn't know that this guy was a terrorist sympathizer and that he was trying to recruit people. Insane. So he's being charged on a number with terror charges, obviously. A U.S. attorney indicted him Thursday. See, again, for those on the watch list, that's how you do it. You indict them. You bring charges. And as a result of bringing charges, now this guy, he's under certain restrictions. And regardless of whether or not he's a citizen, he is declared a prohibited possessor. And he cannot purchase any kind of firearm. That's how this whole thing works. We have a lot more to get into, including the White House promising a, quote, non-traditional State of the Union. The only thing that I can think of is that means that he's not going to use a prompter. I don't know. In the meantime, our sponsor for this quarter hour, it's our friends at ProFlowers.com. ProFlowers.com makes it really easy if you are looking to send a Christmas gift to someone and you've had a really hard time figuring out what to get them. Just go with the pros at ProFlowers. Look, it's fail-proof. It is fail-proof. And you can deliver the experience of Christmas, get a seasonally inspired arrangement. You can get everything. So this week, ProFlowers is offering all of my listeners this 100 blooms of Christmas cheer, and you get a free glass vase for just $19.99. You want to make it even more festive, you can add their candy cane vase with it and chocolates for just $9.99 more. Now, to use this, to take advantage of this offer, go to ProFlowers.com, and you must use my code DanaShow. Otherwise, you don't get the deal. The only way to get it, 100 blooms of Christmas cheer plus a free vase for $19.99. Choose the delivery date you want, all guaranteed. Go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue mic at the top right corner, and type in Dana Show. ProFlowers.com, click on that mic and type in Dana Show. Order today before the offer sells out. This is a gorgeous arrangement, and it's guaranteed to be fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days.
Where we come.
This is The Dana Show.
Every child must be made.
I'll have it to you by tomorrow. If you're borrowing money, isn't that what you want to hear? Borrow through Avant today and you will. Simply go to Avant.com and check your interest rate. Checking your rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. When you need to borrow money, why sit around and wait? Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans at competitive interest rates. And Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to Avant.com and enter promo code Dana. That's AVANT.com, promo code Dana. Avant.com, promo code Dana.
Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I'm really serious about my health, and so I'm doing something for it. It's called Super Beets, a circulation superfood powder that helps support my heart and healthy blood pressure, too. I have amazing energy and amazing stamina as well. The New York Times calls beets fitness in a glass, and with Super Beets, I get all of the benefits without the bad taste, calories, or added sugar. Each canister of Super Beets gives me 90 non-GMO beets that taste great. Mix it in water or a smoothie for a jitter-free energy boost. You'll love the taste of Super Beets and feel results in as little as 20 minutes, guaranteed, or you don't pay. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danishootsbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You'll also get the free book Beat the Odds and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danishootsbeets.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Supervisor Leonard Modi and County Executive Officer Larry Lees. Let's find out why they voted against the expansion of the new county jail. Also, Blueprint for Safety. How is the county and the city going to work together? Follow us Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Based on the smash hit movie that defined a generation, Flashdance is now live on stage. Across the country, critics and audiences are raving that Flashdance is a super sexy blockbuster, a superbly choreographed, astonishingly danced, Broadway-bound musical. You'd be a maniac to miss it. Flashdance features hot new songs, plus hits like Maniac, Manhunt, and What a Feeling.
Reading Civic Auditorium, January 24th. Get tickets at the box office, 229-0022, or readingcivic.com. Presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wine at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Bells will be ringing, the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings.
So coming up, you know that watch list, right? So now the feds are saying that they just really can't tell the whereabouts of all those people who are here in the United States and had their visas revoked over terror threats. They just don't know where they are. We have that. Your call's coming up. It is Open Line Friday. Keep it here.
This is The Dana Show.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvy here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvy. We're here to help.
Yes, I'll admit. School's out, but Turtle Bay's single day camp is in. On Wednesday, December 23rd, join Turtle Bay for Water Exploration Single Day Camp. We'll take a look at water's journey from a drop in the ocean to land and more. Plus, campers will experience award-winning animal programs with Turtle Bay's animals. Camp is open to children ages 8 to 12 years old and is $35 for members and $45 for non-members. Pre-registration is required. Visit turtlebay.org for more information and to register. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
This is Carl and the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Christmas is coming next, so Kathy's got gift cards that you can get for the person that has everything. We have a whole bunch of new Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters in for Christmas and ready to go. Kurt and Ricky are delivering kerosene everywhere in the mountains. Cody and Gary are doing a lot in the plant, filling clear pearl for the portable heaters and propane bottles and bulk oil. And thank you to all the customers of ours that use the Muse card locks for trucks, cars, and equipment. Mike Alcorn, the driver of our shiny truck and trailer, has Driver of the Month Award for cleanest truck. Robin is doing a great job keeping up with all of our ag customers and corning and deliveries. Joe at Weaverville plant is very busy filling propane bottles and kerosene. Northern Lights Energy, keeping families warm, tanks full, and always there before you need us. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Talk lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
Do you like Vladimir Putin's comments about you?
Sure. When people call you brilliant, it's always good, especially when the person heads up Russia.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, also as a person that kills journalists, political political opponents, yeah. And
invades countries.
And invades countries, obviously, that would be a concern, would it not?
He's running this country, and at least he's a leader, you know, unlike what we have in this country.
What? Yeah, but again, he kills journalists that don't agree with him.
Well, I think our country does plenty of killing also, Joe. So,
what?
You know. There's a lot of stupidity going on in the world right now, Joe. A lot of killing going on, a lot of stupidity, and that's the way it is.
What the hell does that even mean? That was from, and I don't even like MSNBC. I don't even like Jeff Scarborough. What does that mean? What kind of response is that? Well, there's a lot of killing going on. What does that even mean? Is he defending that? And now Scarborough did later come back and say, wait a minute, I just like want to make sure we're clear here. You're not like you are condemning like him killing journalists, right? And then Trump's like, oh yeah, yeah. But why, like, what is the whole, well, you know, we do a lot of killing too. What the hell kind of response is that? Kane, I mean, I have to appeal to you here.
I'm left with that Donald Trump is not so, he's not so down on the idea of killing journalists. Like, that's what I'm getting.
I mean, so...
So weird.
I just... That was just odd.
I think because Putin gave him a compliment, he's less likely to say anything negative about Putin.
Dude, he's bought and paid for with compliments.
Yeah.
Like, he is the example that flattery will totally get you everywhere. Completely. I mean, how do you respond? What kind of response is that? You can tell because he didn't... It appealed to him, and it appealed to his ego, so he didn't want to... He didn't want to, slam him after that.
At least Putin's a leader.
But is that leadership, though? Like, really? Like, you're killing people because they write stories that are critical of you. That's leadership? He's not even really, I mean, is he really a legitimately elected leader? Because it's not as though the Putin regime embraces dissent. You know what I mean? It's not as though they're like, yes, we love protests and all of this stuff. It's not like they don't jail people for, you know, it's nuts. You don't even know if popularity where it concerns Putin is, there isn't, it's just fear. It's basically synonymous with fear. So I'm not, that, it was bizarre. That was really bizarre. I mean, I don't think leadership is killing Leadership isn't killing journalists. That's not because they write something that you don't like about you. That's not what leadership is. I can't even believe I'm citing him. And I think it is funny that he kind of piped up. And I'm glad that at least the establishment has stopped this, like, Romney fetish, because I was so sick and tired of hearing, like, his name. He's, like, Weekend at Bernie's. Like, there will never be a campaign more dead than his. But he tweeted, he goes, important distinction. Thug Putin kills journalists and opponents. Our presidents kill terrorists and enemy combatants. That was actually pretty good. That was actually a pretty good response. I just think that that was not a good comment from Trump. It wasn't a good comment from Trump. That was silly. That was completely silly.
And it would be easy now, just to quickly distance. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be like, well, I don't agree with some of the things that he says, except
all
for
he had
the
to
fact
do is be
he...
like, what the hell? It would have been cooler if he would have said, what the hell do I care about his opinion?
Right.
What, are you going to sit here and ask me? He could have turned this around on the media and be like, really? Like, you're holding up the opinion of Vladimir Putin? He could have turned this around on the media and just excoriated them. He could have said, really, you're holding up, why? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with your psyche? What's wrong with your soul that you're holding his compliment up as it means something to me. Oh my gosh, he could have thumped them so hard, and he didn't. He didn't do it. I mean, that would have been an amazing triumph to thump them upside the head like that, just to twist it and say, really, you're holding up Vladimir Putin's compliment to me like that's supposed to mean something? Why are you so all up on Vladimir Putin? Why do you care what he thinks? That would have been amazing. And I would have been like, dang, that's a real understanding and a real bashing of that soundbite culture. Like he just thrashed that narrative, and he didn't do it. He didn't do that at all. Anyone who's intellectually honest, you have to be like, it wasn't a good move. You have to acknowledge that. I don't care where you are on the spectrum of support. You have to acknowledge that. That kind of blows my mind. That he kills people who write stuff critical of him. So the White House, did you guys read? And you probably didn't because you hate Politico. Look, I get it. I hate Politico too. So Politico has this story. It is the most asinine thing I've ever seen. Well, at least today. Today. The headline is "The White House Memo Maps Out Obama's 2016 Plan." And it kind of gets into what the president is going to do in his final year. Justice reform, whatever that means, trade deals, climate action, dirt. And he gets in, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, fourth graph. It says, acknowledging privately that he flubbed his initial response to the Paris attacks, Obama's aides are hoping to add more theater to his counterterrorism response. The strategy isn't changing much. That's the fourth graph. So the aides to the president, because they realize that he screwed up the response to Paris, the terrorism attacks. So they're like, we need to add more theater to his response to counterterrorism. Not like actually add more substance, but add more theater. Theater. If anything ever described this administration so perfectly, so wonderfully, so accurately, it would be this. That's his, he needs more theater. More Obama speeches, more theater. Crazy. It's Charles Cook said, well, that's just quintessential Obama administration. Adding more theater, not arming Kurds, not actually doing what's necessary to not drag out this terrorism fight. I mean, it would be quite easy to just basically burn ISIS to ash and put and instill fear into the hearts of every would-be jihadist around the world. But they realize there's no deterrent, because they know when they see theater, he wants to add more theater to his response instead of substance. And then you wonder why 57% of Americans have no confidence in his ability to keep America safe. No confidence in his ability to make sure that people we're not living in fear. It's crazy. 866-455-9797. It is Open Line Friday. Let's go to the phones, get some calls in. Steve, welcome to the program. Happy Friday and Merry Christmas.
Hi, Dana. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. And I want to say Merry Christmas to you, and I'm going to say it like we said up in Pittsburgh. Merry Christmas to all of you.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Merry Christmas, Dahlians. That's so
okay,
good.
Okay, so you didn't have a speech thing. It actually is a word. Just want to point that out for you.
See, this is why I knew that you and I were best friends.
Okay, so anyway, I want to make a comment about the tool we have for a speaker now.
Yes.
You know, Paul Ryan, that clown. Mm. Maybe somebody should have took Paul Ryan aside and maybe taught him a little bit about being a leader. You don't go and grab a playbook that's already been played and say, okay, we're going to go with this playbook because it's failed so many times. As a leader, you step up and say, you know what, this playbook has failed, so we're going to turn around and everything that's in that playbook, we're going to scrap it, and we're going to start fresh. And since I'm saying, like I'm Paul Ryan, since I am the Speaker of the House, I am in control of this House, what we're going to do is you all had plans for going home for the holidays, change them. You're going to be here, and you're going to be doing the people's work. And if they say, well, Obama signed an executive order, that all federal employees get only have to work a half a day. They're not technically federal employees. They're employees of the American people. There's a big difference there.
True.
So that point, he turns around and shows his strength, if he had some, and puts people in a mindset of, okay, well, maybe this Republican Party can change. All he did was boost up people like Donald Trump and Ben Carson and, dare I say, Carly Fiorina, because he's a poster child of what is wrong.
Yeah, he bit it hard. No, I agree with you. I am so let down, and God bless you, Stephen. Merry Christmas to you. I think you're absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, there are so many problems with, I mean, just this omnibus bill. I mean, do you realize, too, the expansion of H-2B visas? It's amazing. You're increasing H-2B visas for low-skilled foreign workers. Now, these are people who come into the United States, and I'm citing statistics. I'm not casting aspersions, and I'm not making a generalization. I'm actually talking about what we know that's been documented. These are blue-collar jobs. We're quadrupling the number of foreign workers that we are bringing in annually. We are quadrupling it. That was tucked into this bill. It's quadrupling foreign workers from 66,000 to 264,000 at a time when our workforce participation rate is at like a 40-year low. It has not been this bad since Carter. I wasn't alive when it was this bad last time. And you have how many workers, Kane? Millions of workers in the United States, legal citizens who are, they're not retired, they haven't died. There's just no jobs. Yeah. There are not any jobs.
They took themselves out of the force.
And so we've expanded, quadrupled visas for foreign workers while our citizens here, we don't have enough jobs for them here. So we've made it harder for blue-collar American citizens to get jobs. That is insane. And no wonder it passed the Senate. I mean, this is a bill that is supported by this administration. This is a bill that is supported by Democrats. What, a Republican, what, do they think they were going to get, like, some pushback? Are you kidding me? Not going to get any pushback on this. This bill is a joke. It is offensive. It is a joke. And then you have Republicans wonder why, well, we just don't understand the Trump phenomenon. We don't understand it. And not even just Trump. And Trump, this isn't about Trump. He is just what people are feeling right now. People are mad because this is what the GOP does. This is what they do. They're on this downward spiral, and they have been since the Bush era. And I have people even in my own family who are like, well, Dana, you have to realize that if it wasn't for like some of these, my husband and I go back and forth on this all the time. Like, Dana, if there wasn't, some of these Republicans pushing back, the few, you have some who push back and they're getting targeted by the establishment right now. Ted Cruz is being targeted by the establishment hard. Just know that. Daggers are out for him. Know that. And this is, it's constantly this. I had someone say, well, I mean, what did you expect them to do? I mean, they didn't want to stand the chance of losing the election because they're going to lose it anyway. A lot of this stuff is going to come up for reauthorization again right before the general in 2016. Cans were kicked down the road. That was by design. So we're going to have to be dealing with some of this again anyway. How can you watch those videos from Planned Parenthood as a Republican? How can you watch those videos? How can you know that this is a for-profit business and you still go out and vote for a pack of appropriations bills included in it, continued funding for this for-profit chop shop? How do you, as a Republican, look at your voters after doing that? I mean, honestly, that's not Republican. This is the kind of crap I expect from Democrats, not Republicans. Ask me again why I'm not a registered Republican. Because of crap like this. I mean, geez, with Republicans like these, who needs Democrats? And Paul Ryan, if he was this wunderkind that everyone was saying he is, and if he was really as just awesome as a wheeler dealer as everyone says he is, you know what? He could have done a lot more. He could have said, you know what? I realize that Boehner negotiated this with Pelosi, and you guys have a certain expectation of how this appropriations bill is going to roll out, but there's new speakership here, and this is how it's going to go. You don't think for a second that if the tables were turned and this was a Democrat speaker as opposed to a Republican, that that wouldn't have happened? Geez, our side, the party sucks at strategy. It's like, what do they want to do? It's like, did they want to lose? Do they want to lose? This is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about. It is so infuriating. We're going to go to the phones and get your reactions to this, because that's not even, oh, mate, those aren't the other. Oh, they got the crude oil export ban lifted. Whoop-a-doo! That's great. That's good news, really. But they sold their soul to get that. They sold their soul just to get that. It's offensive. You should be offended. Our sponsor for this quarter hour, Sherry's Berries. This is a great gift to send to someone if you have a difficult person on your list, or if you're like me and you're like, you know what? I'm really busy this time of year. I'm going to send myself some strawberries, because I do that all the time. I'm not going to lie to you. I'll get them for myself. Look, Sherry's Berries, they're delicious. They're huge. They're sweet. They're fresh. They're strawberries dipped in chocolate, dark chocolate, white milk chocolate. They sprinkle them with things like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. They are always so carefully packed and sent. Look, I have ordered Sherry's Berries, I don't even know for how many years now. I have never had a problem. I was ordering Sherry's Berries. In fact, that's how they, like, we started talking, because I was already, like, a repeat customer with them. And they do such a great job. I've never had a complaint. So right now, if you go to berries.com and you use my code DanaShow, you can get, starting at just $19.99, which is 40% off the regular price, the Sherry's Berries freshly dipped strawberries, and you can double the order for just $10 more. It's so good. Go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, type in Dana Show. Click on that mic in the top right-hand corner and type in Dana Show. So you have to see. These things are huge. You have to get them for yourself and see. You can also call 866-FRUIT-02, but I would suggest berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Click on that mic in the top right-hand corner. Type in Dana Show. Order them today.
This is The Dana Show.
During the holidays, veterans should be on the forefront of our minds. It's a known fact that veteran suicide rates go up around the holidays. If you know a veteran or the family of a veteran that needs help, you can call my friends at the Purple Heart Foundation. The number is 888-414-4483. 888-414-4483. Most importantly, we all need to remember that without financial support, the Purple Heart Foundation would not be effective at helping veterans. With the hustle and bustle of the season, don't forget about the sacrifice of our servicemen and women. The Purple Heart Foundation helps all veterans, not just the wounded. Call my friends at the Purple Heart Foundation, 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact on helping veterans during the holiday season. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. Pushy, high-pressure salesmen, they try to scare you and lock you into a long-term contract. And then you get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. These are the good guys. SimpliSafe has no contracts, none. You'll get 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home every second of the day. And in an emergency, they're instantly there to make sure you're okay and alert the police. And it's just $14.99 per month. It's award-winning protection for less than half of what most companies charge, with no contracts or commitments. Protect your home with the alarm I trust. Visit SimpliSafeDana.com. Go now to get my exclusive 10% discount. SimpliSafeDana.com.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by Hickory Farms. With the holiday season underway, there's still time to find that perfect gift for that special someone. For over 60 years, Hickory Farms, America's most famous holiday food gift brand, has been a family favorite with their award-winning signature sausages, cheeses, and other specialty foods. This year, Hickory Farms is introducing Simply Hickory Farms, a line of sausage, cheeses, and condiments made from simple, wholesome ingredients with no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. Their 100% all-natural beef sausage and naturally aged handcrafted Wisconsin cheeses are sure to delight friends and family of all ages. And for that someone on your list with a sweet tooth, try this year's new decadent white and dark chocolate peppermint bark, creamy milk chocolate sea salt caramels, or one of their new holiday cookie gifts. Hickory Farms specialty gift boxes and baskets are available at holiday market locations nationwide or shop anytime at hickoryfarms.com.
The holidays are here, and everyone can use some help this year with sending gifts. That's why the post office will be available online to make shipping, mailing, and shopping easy. What's more, managing your packages just got a lot easier. John Budzinski, consumer advocate for the U.S. Postal Service, explains.
At the Postal Service, you can find even more ways to manage your incoming package shipments. A single dashboard solution on your screen organizes your incoming package shipments and lets you track and manage domestic packages.
Any tips for sending or receiving packages?
Don't leave your mail or parcels unattended. If you're going away for a few days, take advantage of our mail hold service. All of your mail and packages will be held securely for you until you return. We can also provide you real-time tracking for your package delivery.
For more handy tips and information about your holiday mailing, visit myusps.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Talk lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
Harry Connick Jr. has honestly like some of the best Christmas tunes, doesn't he? He really does. And we all to hang on those lines. I'm going to start with Jim here in our next segment because we're going to open up the phone lines. We got not just this omnibus ridiculousness as well, but you guys know, too, that the feds have said they don't know the whereabouts of those here in the United States. People here in the United States, thousands of foreigners who've had their visas revoked over terror concerns. A State Department official said this yesterday. It was made at a House oversight hearing. And this, the committee chairman, Chaffetz, he was shocked. Michelle Thorenbaugh, assistant secretary for the Bureau of Consular Affairs, said, yeah, we've revoked the visas of more than 122,000 people since 2001, including 9,500 because of the threat of terrorism. But she says, we have no idea where these people are. They're here. We just don't know where they are. Oh, that makes me feel great, right? So much for a watch list. Good night. It's just a mess. Second hour of Dana Radio starts in minutes. You can watch it on the Blaze TV as well. It's open line Friday, so we will be going to the phones when we come back. Keep it here.
The Dana Show.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The Bernie Sanders campaign filed a lawsuit late today against the Democratic National Committee to gain access to its own data about potential voters. The DNC blocked access after a security breach that the Clinton campaign says was a theft. The same vendor stores data from both camps. A Sanders staffer was fired, and the campaign blames a firewall failure. It says that the DNC is attempting to wreck its campaign. Meanwhile, Republican presidential hopeful Ted Cruz has something to say about GOP lawmakers in Washington that they aren't properly representing their constituents.
People are frustrated, volcanically frustrated, that we keep winning elections and the people we elect don't do what they said they would do. Well, that is exactly what is driving the energy, the enthusiasm, the passion behind our campaign.
Speaking to reporters today, Mr. Cruz says that the presidential hopefuls are coming under scrutiny, closer scrutiny, as the primaries draw closer.
As voters get closer to Election Day, they begin studying the candidates. They begin looking to the records of the candidates.
Federal authorities say that a 19-year-old in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, has been arrested for allegedly pledging allegiance to the Islamic State group and using Twitter to spread its propaganda. Officials say Jalil Amir Aziz was arrested yesterday. Court documents said that a tactical-style backpack was found in Aziz's closet during a search. President Obama trying to end tensions between two U.S. partners. In a phone call today, he urged the Turkish president to remove more troops from a training camp in Iraq and respect the country's sovereignty. The White House says both leaders agree about the need to cooperate in fighting the Islamic State group and in pursuing a resolution to Syria's civil war. A new round of storms is battering the already sodden Pacific Northwest. The region has been hit by fierce storms for much of December. Rivers have flooded and boulders and trees have fallen onto highways. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Times when people need a little extra money. Honest, hardworking people like your neighbor, or maybe you. And some banks don't always make it fast or easy. But finally, there's a company who gets it. Avant. You simply go to avantoffer.com on your computer or phone to check your rate, risk-free, with no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. If you need a loan between $1,000 and $35,000, go to avantoffer.com. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com and enter promo code BORROW. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code BORROW. Avantoffer.com, promo code BORROW. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Multinationals are losing the battle to keep potentially dangerous Chinese fakes out of Western markets, and they themselves are partly to blame.
According to lawyers, law enforcement officials, and private investigators, several companies choose to fight fakes in a way that facilitates widespread fraud. Few spend the money needed to tackle the powerful networks behind China's multi-billion dollar counterfeiting industry. In some cases, investigators colluded with counterfeiters. The failure of major Western brands to better manage fraud is not just a waste of money. It also makes it easier for dangerous fakes to slip into global supply chains and creates more work for U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Jeremy House reporting.
The Pentagon's released 34 pages of emails that Defense Secretary Ash Carter handled with his personal unsecured account, a practice that he now admits was a mistake. None of the correspondence released today includes classified material, but the release only covered April. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Federal health officials want to ban the use of tanning beds by anyone under the age of 18. We get the story now from correspondent Bob Agnew.
The sweeping FDA proposal is part of an ongoing government effort to reduce skin cancers linked to tanning beds. It would also require tanning bed users to sign consent forms acknowledging the risks of the radiation-emitting devices. The leading professional group for skin doctors applauded the news. Critics cite rising rates of skin cancer among teens and people in their 20s, especially women. Bob Agnew reporting.
An Oklahoma judge has rejected a request from two energy companies to throw out a lawsuit by a woman who claims she was injured in an earthquake caused by the injection of wastewater. The lawsuit alleges the companies Express Oil Company and New Dominion are liable because they operated wastewater disposal wells that triggered the largest earthquake in state history, a 5.6 magnitude Tembler in 2011. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Carl, it's holiday time, and I feel like a special holiday mocha. Take me to Espresso Joe's inside Tobacco and Brew right now.
Yeah, and while we're there, let's walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the North State and find some great cigars for your dad, your brother, and me. Some of the highest-rated cigars by Cigar Aficionado.
That's right, and we can browse and buy special coffee beans, tea accessories, and let's look through the wonderful wine selection. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hop in the truck, hon. Let's go.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Northern California finally has some rain. Don't let the weather keep you at home. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open and ready to teach you about animation, holiday crafts, and so much more this season. Plus, get your holiday shopping done at the museum store and coffee bar. Spend your rainy day inside the museum and learn something new with us. For full listing of park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Dana Lash is off and running, generating the buzz.
All bets are off at this point.
So great to talk to you, Dana. You're my favorite.
Dana, you and I are blood brothers for the American dream.
Dana Lash, the conservative alternative. This is The Dana Show.
Any refugee coming to the United States, some of them victims of terrorism themselves, will continue to get the most intensive scrutiny of any arrival. They go through up to 2 years of vetting, including biometric screening. And the review that I ordered into the fiancé visa program under which the female terrorist in San Bernardino came here is
ongoing. I'm going to short out from this audio. It's just mind-numbingly ridiculous. The president's having his final press conference of the year right now before he jets out to Hawaii to celebrate Christmas. Hey, King, what's that? I just now thought of this, and why didn't I think of this sooner? What's that Christmas song that's in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and it is when Chevy Chase, it's when Clark W. Griswold is envisioning the family pool, and then that song plays. You know what Christmas song that is?
Anyway, you should play that.
That's his Christmas jam. That's it, totally. So, anyway, that is, he's speaking right now about some things and stuff. You know, he says stuff has been happening over the past year. You know, it's going real great, yeah. Then he's going to go off to Hawaii, which means he's not going to be in D.C. to do any damage until after the first of the year. So that's good, right? Also, apparently, Chad Pergram from Fox reports that Ryan, Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, has sent a second letter to Democrat colleagues in second one in 14 hours. He's going to agree to work on the Puerto Rico bankruptcy beginning in January. So for everybody who thought that, like, I guess Ryan was going to be better than Boehner, no. I mean, I've told you for forever, he was being groomed as his, like, successor, made in Boehner's image. He's just like him. Except while he'll put people like Tim Huelskamp back on certain committee positions instead of punishing them for being conservatives, he's going to push all... I'm still so mad about this omnibus bill. It is a giant... I mean, basically, this is what this omnibus bill is. This is Paul Ryan's gift to American voters, he decided to basically take a dump in a stocking and hand it over. I mean, I have no other, that's the only way to put it. That's it. It is as lovely as that. How can you look at this and say that this was argued at all from a position of strength? It is a hot mess of a bill. It's a hot mess of a bill that literally gave up everything for not, what we got one thing. The ban on crude was lifted. Whoop-a-doo, exports. Whoop-a-doo, we got one thing. And then everything else was given. It's like, he's like, well, John Boehner didn't give you guys enough. Let me throw in some funding for Planned Parenthood and do all this other stuff, too. Sounds great, right? Good heavens. So the White House, in addition to the president giving his year-end press conference, he's going to Hawaii right after this. He's promised a non-traditional State of the Union when he returns from his Hawaii vacation. We're going to get, you know, we're going to be subjected to like a slew of photos of them eating like snow cones and stuff for like the next 2 weeks. I would almost prefer that as opposed to him being in D.C. and like doing executive order stuff. So the White House, they said this via the Associated Press yesterday evening. They're promising that the president is going to deliver a, quote, non-traditional State of the Union address next month. He's going to, apparently he's not going to deliver the standard litany of policy proposals. So what does that mean, like non-traditional? Like, is he going to actually not use a teleprompter? What's going to be non-traditional about it? Is he not going to attack Republicans? What's going to be non-traditional about it? Can he speak without a prompter? Like, does he carry one around with him, like, even if he's on vacation? He's got, like, you know how you have, like, the iWatch? It's like the iPrompter. And you can, it's the iPrompter, and you can look at, and it has, like, the little teleprompter screen, and it scrolls whenever you want to say something. You just have, like, you have a bunch of things loaded. Maybe it's that. But I don't know, whatever, a non-traditional State of the Union, what, is he going to stage something for executive control?
Yeah, lame duck's not non-traditional with him, being lame duck.
Yeah. I'm wondering if there's going to be a, like I said, I'm wondering if he's just not going to have his teleprompter. I'm just wondering if that would be it. We know that the president has met, this was this week, he met with Mike Bloomberg about gun control. He won't meet anyone who's actually, he won't meet with law-abiding firearm owners, but he'll meet with, like, big, rich, nanny state, wants to ban your Slurpees, makes you have to do a, get an, it puts an extra tax on businesses in New York if they slice a bagel. You guys knew that, right? In New York, if you're a business, you have to pay extra to the city if you're going to slice a bagel as opposed to just giving it whole. This is like one of the things that pushed Mark Stein over. He was on my program when we talked about this. The bagel, the sliced bagel tax or something like that. But they have to pay you, they have to pay if they're going to, it's the New York bagel tax is what it costs, is what it's called. So in New York, they were trying to make up for their almost $10 billion deficit, and this was back in 2010. So if you go to a store in New York City, you go to like an Einstein's Bagels, a Starbucks, whatever, if you purchase a bagel, you are taxed 8 cents if that bagel is to be sliced. So if you, that's true. You can slice it yourself. Have you ever tried to use one of those plastic brittle little knives to slice a bagel yourself? Because that's fun. But if you purchase a bagel, if they hand it to you unsliced, it's fine. But if they slice it, it is an 8 cent tax. And there are so many bagel shops that are like, yeah, all of our customers thought that we were just, you know, we're just nickel and diming them. And the Wall Street Journal was discussing some of the rioting because you could get a slice of bread. Bread is sliced at bakeries, but no, that's different. It's not a bagel, but it's still bread, but it's not in bagel form.
Am I wrong to think that's anti-Semitic?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, bagels are associated, you know, in the Jewish community as something, a regular bakery item, right? So why would they just single out just bagels? Like, why would they do that?
Because of racism.
Yeah, something like that.
That's why. Because of racism. I don't know. But racism. So you can, it's still bread. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Like, people just sit around in New York City like, what other stupid things can we tax? Like, what else can we do? Anyway, the guy who who owns the bagel, slice bagel tax, the guy who owns the let's go ahead and ban Slurpees, he was meeting with the president to discuss gun control and closing the non-existent loophole. And so I'm just kind of curious as to how much that's going to play into this non-traditional State of the Union. So if he's not going to lay out policy, what is he just going to, like, go up and lecture everybody and say exactly what he wants? Like, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to use my phone and my pen? Is that it? I don't know. Let's go ahead and kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
So for those of you who have not yet seen Star Wars, depending on what theater you're going to, you might want to call ahead and ask if they have any ridiculous restrictions. There are a number of cities. In fact, I was looking on Fandango last night. For Star Wars, The Force Awakens, a number of armed guards are going to be on duty in a lot of cases. Heightened security at nation's theaters are going to be in place throughout the holidays. The National Association of Theater Owners, according to Deadline Hollywood, sent a notice out to its members about suspicious incidents, including there was an incident in Tempe, Arizona, when a National Association of Theater Owners said they had somebody going in and was like just blew past security and that was taking pictures or whatever. But some of the film buyers who have they've been employing security guards at each theater, like literally outside of each theater room, and they are checking people's bags. In a lot of instances, they're saying don't bring purses, don't bring bags, don't bring anything like that, no costumes. So before you go out, you may want to check and see, particularly if you're going to like an AMC or if you're going to Wehrenberg, you're going to, you know, there's a several of them on the Fandango list where they have certain restrictions. So you might want to check those out. And if you give spoilers, I consider that to be treasonous. And you know what the punishment for treason is. Iran hasn't even signed the nuclear deal, but John Kerry wants sanctions lifted ahead of schedule. You know, I didn't they're not going to actually sign anything. Senators say agreement is off to a terrible start. Tehran's sentencing of an American reporter and its ballistic missile test. So they're doing ballistic missile tests. They sentenced an American reporter to death. And John Kerry's like, you know what? We love you so much. Let's go out and lift these sanctions earlier. The U.S. is going to lift some of the sanctions as early as January. Kerry sent a letter Wednesday to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee saying Iran is fulfilling its obligations. Really? Under an agreement that doesn't exist. And what Kerry calls a transparent and verifiable way, and the suspension of sanctions is appropriate. Well, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that we've become such great friends with a country that continually refers to us as the great Satan, says we need to die, and is having missile tests and threatening to kill us already. So this is great. Great. The ACLU says that Christian hospitals and staff should be forced to perform abortions. Alliance for Defending Freedom is defending the hospitals, Trinity Catholic Hospitals, because the ACLU sued in October to force them to commit abortions. The Alliance for Defending Freedom says attorneys representing several pro-life groups, pro-women's organizations, yada, 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 says that they're intervening because the American Civil Liberties Union is trying to force Trinity Catholic Hospitals, force them to perform abortions. But wait a minute, I thought we have Planned Parenthood. So why is that? Look, if you don't like the religious doctrine of a particular hospital, go to another one. Isn't that amazing? That's how America works. Go to another one. Also, this Disneyland and SeaWorld, let me pull this headline up. According to The Hill, they are stepping up. They're stepping up some security over what they say is over mass shootings. Amid a growing number. It's not a growing number. In fact, it's still few and rare, like Planned Parenthood's original before they said, no, we love abortions, have them all the time. Disneyland SeaWorld, they're installing metal detectors. They say that they're stepping up security measures for the holidays, using wand detectors to conduct bag checks, etc. The move follows the recent attacks in Paris, San Bernardino as well. And, of course, there was the gun control lobby. They're like the gun control lobby was. They had said the Brady campaign said, "Oh, the gun lobby's lap dogs in Congress would rather pat down and screen children in places where they shouldn't have a care in the world." Now, family, what the heck does that even have to do? That had nothing to do with the gun lobby. It was a move that Disney and SeaWorld decided to do on their own. Brady campaign is like, I don't know. I sometimes feel like every town stole their thunder, and so now they're like. They're like the generic off-brand of gun control now, you know? That, you know, those two campaigns hate each other. I wrote my book, Hands Off My Gun, all the snotty little emails they sent back and forth to each other. They hate each other. So they're like sort of like the generic off-brand, you know? It's like they're the Fruity O's instead of the Fruit Loops of the gun control movement. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. So we have so much more to get into. We have your calls coming up. It is Open Line Friday. We have Mailbag of Hate. We have Florida Man. We have Today in Stupidity. We've got a lot to get to. In the meantime, our sponsor for this quarter hour is our friends at Casper Mattress. I don't know if you struggle with getting a good night's sleep. There's probably a lot of things, if you do, there's probably a lot of things that factor into it. And so the last thing that you probably think about this time of year is getting a good night's sleep, sadly. But a good night's sleep is really like the best gift you can give yourself. Get a Casper. Upgrade to a Casper. It is an award-winning mattress that is engineered for supportive comfort and structured to give you a cool and good night's sleep. Time Magazine named this startup, their invention, their reinvention of the mattress, one of the best inventions of 2015. And they have a new pillow and sheets as well to go along with the mattress. Their dual layer pillow contains about a billion microfibers that adapts to your movement so you're supported, you're cool throughout the night. You can try the mattress and sheets and pillow in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it, they'll come pick it up and they'll refund you everything. So put Casper to the test and sleep on it for 100 nights in your own home. Free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DREAM for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code DREAM for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Dana Show.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Police Lives Matter may become a popular bumper sticker as six police officers stand trial in Baltimore, which is averaging nearly one murder per day this year. Will we witness the Ferguson effect, where criminals are made into victims? Let's hope not. A new book, We Have Seen the Future, and It Looks Like Baltimore, contrasts the American dream of self-sufficiency with the utopian progressive dream of bigger government, which always leads to more gun control and less freedom. Changing our future means knowing the truth about our past. Restoring the American dream won't be easy, but it's our only option to stop the chaos, riots, and lawlessness. Call now for a free copy of We Have Seen the Future, and It Looks Like Baltimore at 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Tell them Dana said to call for your free book. Call now at 800-289-2646. A must read, because the truth is all lives matter. 800-289-2646.
Walk by a local bank branch these days and you'll see a lot of empty chairs, because who wants to sit around and wait when you need to borrow money? It's a 24/7 always on world, and Avant gets it. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans at competitive interest rates and makes borrowing quick and convenient. You check your rate online, complete your application online, funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow, and checking your rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer, go to Avant.com and enter promo code DANA. That's AVANT.com, promo code DANA. Avant.com, promo code DANA. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Who doesn't love Dickens' classic story, A Christmas Carol? Christmas isn't the same without its fascinating tale of spirits, adventure, greed, and, of course, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Join us this holiday season for the Reading Civic Repertory's magical debut of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
Fabiano Altamura's new adaptation will have it all, from gorgeous sets to spooky spirits and music that will have you dancing the humbug.
Will Ebenezer Scrooge get what he deserves, or will the miser choose a different path? Come and find out on December 19th and 20th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get tickets at the Reading Civic Auditorium's box office. Call 229-0022 or at readingcivic.com.
Brought to you by Meeks Lumber, Zimmer Construction, Hudson Entertainment, and Hilltop Medical Clinic. Don't miss this Christmas spectacular, Christmas Carol, A Love Story, December 19th and 20th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Want to spread a little extra Christmas cheer this season? From December 14th to 18th, Optimize Worldwide is hosting a December drive for Toys for Tots, the Good News Rescue Mission, and One Safe Place. Drop off new, unwrapped toys for all ages and jeans, socks, men's pants, jackets, blankets, and food at Optimize Worldwide, 833 Mistletoe Lane, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Let's give back this holiday season.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Hi, it's Linda Bott
and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Talk lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
Oh, let's go to the phones and get your calls in real quick before we cut up into our next segment. Rick, welcome to the program. Happy Friday to you. Merry Christmas.
Happy Friday. And I almost had an accident when I heard you say,
oh, no.
That's why I'm not a member of the Republican Party. I am in the same boat.
Ooh.
I quit the Republican Party a few years back because they don't get it anymore. Is Washington just broken? I just don't understand why people aren't saying, do it this way. I mean, let's make it simple and cut out all the fat, but they don't. You lightened my day by just saying, that's why I'm not a Republican, and I'm not either. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, Rick. And see, a lot of people, they feel that way. They feel that way. People are angry because they feel like they're getting sold out, you know? I mean, they feel like they're getting sold out. I mean, how can you consistently look at voters and say, look, put your trust in us, put your trust in us? And then you do what you did with the omnibus. What? Because you're afraid that. You're afraid that because of what Democrats and the media are going to say about you? Well, they're going to always say that about you until you become a Democrat. Until you stop being a Republican, they're going to attack you. They're always going to say bad things about you because they don't like what you believe in. And instead of being afraid of that, fight that principle. Fight it. Good grief. We have conservative new media. You don't have to rely on, you know, the dinosaur media anymore. They give up before they even get started. You want somebody who is going to fight for you, not fund Planned Parenthood after you see those videos. You want somebody who isn't going to quadruple the number of foreign workers coming in when our blue-collar workers, our unemployment rate is astronomical, when jobs are scarce. 866-455-9797. It is Open Line Friday. When we return, when did Michael Moore turn into an old lady, by the way? Keep it here.
The Dana Show.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, with our streaming audio feed, live at KCNR1460.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Talk lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
Our greatest allies in this fight are each other, Americans of all faiths and all backgrounds. And when Americans stand together, nothing can beat us. They can't defeat us on a battlefield, but they can lead us to change in ways that would undermine what this country is all about. And that's what we have to guard against. We have to remind ourselves that when we stay true to our values, nothing can beat us.
Yep. Well, whatever the hell that means, right? I don't even know. The president right now is saying, well, you know, former Speaker Boehner, he's hat-tipping him on that craptastic budget deal. There's nothing in it to be excited about. Like, nobody pretend to be excited about it because there's nothing. There's nothing in here to be excited about. It's a crappy deal, and the president's cheerleading it because they got everything that they wanted in there, so of course they're stoked about it. I mean, that's what it is. I got to share with you, this is the dumbest story I've ever heard in my life. This is from Britain. It's the Daily Mirror that had this story. Okay, so this millionaire businessman, his name is, and I'm sure he's a millionaire businessman. He's a Muslim. He, Saudi property developer. He was cleared this week in London of rape charges because, see, he was accused of raping an 18-year-old girl. And do you know what his defense was? I'm not making this up. I so promise you. Do you know what his defense was?
Mm.
His defense was that he tripped and his male copulatory organ fell into, you know what I mean?
It's totally
that
believable.
Was his defense.
It's totally believable.
He tripped and fell into that. That's what happened. That was his defense. And he was cleared of rape charges.
Wait, that defense worked? Oh, my
yes,
gosh.
Yes, it worked. It worked, apparently. So, anyway, I don't even have words. Anybody who thinks that, and she's 18 years old, anyone who thinks that that's like in any way, no, but she had said she accused him of forced himself onto her, and that's what happened. And he's like, no, I tripped and fell. Like, we've joked about that before,
yeah.
And he actually used it as a defense.
And it worked.
Like, they cleared him of rape charges. That's like some kind of acrobat, right? I mean, you fall and we've joked about it too. Like, when feminists are like, I don't know how I accidentally got pregnant. I don't know. It's like, oh, you fell down the stairs and, oh my gosh, I have a baby. That's not how that works. I cannot believe that he used that as a defense. And that London, like the judge in the trial, Martin Griffiths, that he, like, agreed with it. What?
Is this going to set precedent? I hope not.
I don't know, but the jury only deliberated for 30 minutes before they acquitted him.
What?
Yeah. And he's like, I tripped and fell. It was an accident. I don't know. I mean, and then he had like all of these, which I can't get into because frankly, it was, if it's too graphic for me to finish reading, it's too graphic for me to share on air. But I, like, he, like, the most ridiculous excuses that you could give. That, and he was able to get acquitted from that. Amazing. Maybe because, I don't know, maybe it has something to do with the fact that he's a frillionaire Saudi property developer. Who knows? But, you know, there it is. The a DHS official, according to The Hill, a DHS official said it's apples and oranges to use the no-fly list for guns. A top official, which I totally agree with that, a top official at the Department for Homeland Security yesterday broke with the White House's call for Congress to just ban people, even those who have been accidentally put on the no-fly list, because they don't feel like prosecuting anybody, and they can't keep track of the terrorists that they're supposed to be watching anyway, from buying guns. According to the Assistant Secretary for International Affairs, Alan Burson, he told House lawmakers in an oversight committee hearing on Thursday, quote, I believe it would be apples and oranges to use the watch list for anything other than its designed purpose. He says that it was a concern. So, yeah. I mean, he's like, look, this is it's apples and oranges. That's not what the list is used for. It's a horrible tool to adjudicate somebody unfit for Second Amendment. Not only that, but speaking of the watch list, this is audio soundbite 15. Yeah. So feds, we have thousands of people here, like foreigners in the United States that arrived on visas, and those visas were revoked over terror threats, and they might have terrorist associations. We can't find them. We have no idea where they are. Listen.
What is the number on that internal document that you
Well,
see?
What's
the number? Now, you've got a 2-inch binder there that has all kinds of research. In fact, it's got our pictures and our bios. So you've done good research. So you knew I was going to ask this question, I assumed.
Of the revoked visas, do you give those to the Department of Homeland Security?
Exactly. We revoked the visa, and the information is...
So Homeland Security, how many revoked visas are still in the United States of America?
Mr. Chairman, I don't have that...
You don't have a clue, do you?
I think we have a very, very strong, robust vetting process.
Mr. Rodriguez and Mr. Burson just said that this is an evolving threat, and they're changing the way that they do business. Have you changed the way that you've vetted in the last 6 months? Aren't we going to learn something about the fiancé visa process and apply it to the refugee process? Are you looking at social media?
That I have to defer to Leon Rodriguez on.
She couldn't even tell me if more people come in by land, by sea, or by air. She thinks most people come into this country by air. And she's in charge of screening. You can see why we're scared to death that this administration, the Department of Homeland Security, the State Department, is not protecting the Americans.
Jason Chaffetz. Leon Rodriguez, who's the director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, told committee members that those checks, you know, those vetting, it's not being done in an abundant manner, and he was not specific about how or when it would occur. You know, but vetting and that, right? They have no idea. They have no idea. So that explains how you had somebody like Tashfeen Malik come to the United States on this fiancé visa and pass all of these background checks. Because nobody's doing anything. Nobody's vetting anything. So you're not even to look at social media. You're not even to look at even anything that's said privately. And yes, Tashfeen Malik isn't a citizen. So you come here and we can look at everything that you do. You don't have any civil liberties here in the United States as a citizen. You don't get to enjoy those freedoms. You haven't paid anything for them. You have no skin in the game for those freedoms. You don't get them. You don't get to wave your hands and be like, all right, let it go over you. No, you don't do that. That's not how that works. So tell me all about the watch list when we don't even know where thousands of people that were brought in on visas had the visas revoked and they can't find it where they are. So we can't find 6,000 some odd students. We have thousands of people here on visas who have because of terror threats, we've revoked their visas, have no idea where they are. We already hear from Citizenship and Immigration that checks aren't even being done in an abundant fashion, and they're not even sure how they would even make that happen. Nothing. I mean, it sounds, how is it that you can have all of these people from these government agencies consistently contradict what the president is saying, even now during his final press conference of the year, consistently contradict what he's saying. This is, again, why 57% of Americans have no confidence in this man, in this president, to keep us safe. Thousands, and wait, it's the law-abiding Americans, we're the ones who end up getting screwed over for the recklessness and the lack of responsibility that we're seeing in Washington, D.C. Thousands of people that we cannot, it's just sickening. Let's go to the phones before we get into, we got Florida Man coming up. Rod, welcome to the program. Thank you for calling in today. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you too, Dana. I'm very honored to have a chance to talk to you.
Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate that.
I was driving around yesterday, and I just didn't have an opportunity to talk to you. I loved your take you had on that Missouri would be a very bad jumping off point for any kind of terrorist activity. We've had the propane tanks and the cell phones and the what have you. And I live here. I'm a lifelong Missouri guy, Southern Missouri guy. I live in Greene County, grew up in Texas County, buddies in Stone County, and it would take a Missouri girl to know what we're talking about here, as I know you are. But, yeah, it'd be a real bad idea.
It'd be a real bad idea. Like, you already know, like, how that would go down. It would be, too. I mean, when I see all these stories, I'm thinking, what do they think that they're trying to pull over on Southern Missouri folk, Central Missouri folk, Ozark folk? I mean, these people will eat them alive. What do they think they're trying to pull over on them?
I think the number of deer that were shot this last deer season, it was way up, I don't know, 250,000, something like that. And that's just, I don't know. Just go find somewhere else. Don't go find anywhere, obviously.
Yeah.
But a lot easier places to find than the Missouri Ozarks, so.
Oh, yeah. Amen to that. Rod, I appreciate you calling in. God bless you.
Have a Merry Christmas, Dana.
Thanks so much. Take care. No, that's true. All those, like the propane tanks and the explosives. I like how, and I'm assuming, I mean, again, I'm just saying, I'm not saying unequivocally that it was terrorism, it was a terrorist, but who hides, like, commercial-grade explosives in the Mark Twain Forest? And, like, what they think that nobody's going to find it? Like, if you had a jihadi who's going to hide explosives, like in Mark Twain, in the Mark Twain Forest, that they think, oh, it's so secluded, no one will find them here. Are you nuts? Like, there's probably a deer cam around on the next tree. I mean, or at least not in the park, but, I mean, people are there all the time. I mean, you can't lift up a rock in the woods in the Ozarks or in southern Missouri and not probably find a member of my kin, but, I mean, they're everywhere. And they know these rocks and these hills better than these people do. Oh, my gosh. Like, I keep thinking, like, the McGregor fight, McGregor-Aldo. It would be like that fight, like, with Aldo being the terrorist. I'm not saying he's a terrorist, but, you know, like, 13 seconds. Was it 13 or 14 seconds? Like, literally, just, like, into the fourth punch. Boom, out. I'm a huge UFC fan. I was pulling for McGregor. But it would be that fast. No, but it's a bad thing to do. But then at the same time, like, if terrorists were going to try something, and I would not wish this on any of my Missouri folk, but there are certain people that I know that would be able to handle that real well. Like, if they mess with Kentuckians, if they were messing with Texans, if they were messing with some people in Oklahoma, they were messing with, you know, some people in the Ozarks. And by, you know, Kentucky, I'm like, if you're messing with some Appalachian folks, they will beat you over the head with the, you know, your own firearm. If you're a terrorist, they will take it from you and beat you to death with it. That's what'll happen. Anyway, they underestimate terrorists. There's no soft target in Flyover Nation. You know what I'm saying? There is not a soft target there. 866-455-9797. We have Today in Stupidity. We have Mailbag of Hate coming up as well. Oh boy. And we also have Florida Man coming up next. In the meantime, our sponsor for this quarter hour, it is our friends over at OptimaTax. Look, for all of the government agencies that we talk about being pretty relentless and going after folks and unforgiving either for political reasons or otherwise, you have heard the stories about the IRS. They have the power to freeze your paycheck. They can take your home, your business. If you owe money to the IRS, you need to call Optima Tax Relief and fight back. Their number is 800-335-0875. They have the power to protect you from aggressive collections actions now so the IRS can't take your assets. And when you call, to be fair, the IRS offers what they titled this tax debt forgiveness program. It is a program that has saved people thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars. And one quick call is all it takes to get started on resolving your tax debt. Optima Tax Relief has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau and offers a one-of-a-kind money-back guarantee. So don't wait until it's too late. Call Optima now. Get your free consultation. 800-335-0875. That's 800-335-0875.
This is the Dana Show.
If you're someone who owes the IRS, call the good folks that I trust at Optima Tax Relief. The IRS has the power to freeze your paycheck, even take your home or business. Protect yourself, your family, and your money, and start fighting back. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Write this number down. 800-335-0875. Optima has the power to protect you from aggressive collection actions now, so the IRS can't take your assets. And when you call, ask about the tax debt forgiveness program that is saving people thousands, even tens of thousands. There was another incredible story the other day about how Optima settled a $125,000 debt for $500 for a gentleman in California. They have so many five-star reviews because these guys are the best. One quick call is all it takes to get started on resolving your tax debt. Optima Tax Relief has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau and offers a one-of-a-kind money-back guarantee. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Optima now for your free consultation. Call 800-335-0875. That's 800-335-0875. Police Lives Matter may become a popular bumper sticker as six police officers stand trial in Baltimore, which is averaging nearly one murder per day this year. Will we witness the Ferguson effect, where criminals are made into victims? Let's hope not. A new book, We Have Seen the Future, and It Looks Like Baltimore, contrasts the American dream of self-sufficiency with the utopian progressive dream of bigger government, which always leads to more gun control and less freedom. Changing our future means knowing the truth about our past. Restoring the American dream won't be easy, but it's our only option to stop the chaos, riots, and lawlessness. Call now for a free copy of We Have Seen the Future and It Looks Like Baltimore at 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Tell them Dana said to call for your free book. Call now at 800-289-2646, a must read, because the truth is all lives matter. 800-289-2646. If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure, too. I drink Superbeets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danashootsbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danashootsbeats.com.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave service women. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer, or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
The president says that one of the goals in terms of foreign policy is he wants to be able to stabilize the areas where ISIS is operating by with magic. He is going to bring on, this is new, this is breaking, he's going to bring on Dumbledore. And Dumbledore is going to do a Veda stabilize. And stabilize the areas where ISIS is with a spell, because that's what it's going to take since the president won't commit to anything other than, like, theater.
I feel better. Right. Don't you?
He's going to stabilize areas where ISIS is with theater. Woo. Jazz hands. Fosse, Fosse, Fosse. Yay. That's what he's going to do. In the meantime, it's time for Florida Man.
Hey, brother. It's time to check in on Florida Man.
You guys remember, we talked about the story. This is in Brevard County, Florida, and we played the audio. There was a judge in Brevard County. His name was John C. Murphy. Well, was a judge. So he made the news because he challenged a public defender to a fist fight, like, during court. He got mad and he challenged him to a fist fight. And it was all caught on a courtroom security video before the two men left the courtroom. And then all you could hear was the struggle. Like, he was like, why don't you just fight me then? Why don't you just fight me with your fists? And so then they got up, and the judge and the public defender left the courtroom, and then you could hear them fighting, like, the sounds of a struggle off camera. It's, like, the most goofiest thing ever. And he also cussed at him and everything. So anyway, the fighting judge from Brevard County was removed, finally, by the Florida Supreme Court. That news came out today. Aw, he lost his job. There's a new movie called, literally, Florida Man. That's going to be coming out the Sunshine State. It's actually called Florida Man. It's an independent filmmaker, and they have been interviewing individuals in Florida. The director, the filmmaker, he grew up in Florida, and, like, for instance, he was at this bar called Lucy's Blood Bucket Bar. I mean, it's amazing. The quotes that they have, it looks pretty cool. The Florida Man. In fact, one of the guys that he had quoted in the upcoming Florida Man movie, a documentary, one guy explained his laid-back philosophy of life. He says, quote, I do what I want when I want. Take 2 naps, 3 naps a day if I want. Early morning nap, late morning nap, early evening nap. That's basically what we do. It's amazing. God love it. So great. A Florida man and his hoes are stirring up a Christmas card controversy. So, I don't know whose, like, idea this was. It's the Yoshida family. The mom, the dad, daughters Rachel and Natalie. The family's in the news because they have a 2015 Christmas card where the dad is wearing a shirt that says, Chilling with my hoes. And the girls, the wife and the daughters, are each wearing a shirt that says, Ho, ho, and ho. And they sent it out and they put it up on Imgur, and now everyone's like, oh my gosh, this is And then the back, it says, Merry Christmas, B word, plural. And everyone's like, that's kind of creepy because that's the dad. You know, it's like really gross. And the mom's like, oh, but our friends think it's funny. But it's gross because he's the dad. It's just, ew. Ooh, and a Florida man in St. Louis, he wants a Festivus pole in the Missouri Capitol. Pretty awesome, right? Third hour of Dana Radio on the way. We got your calls coming up and Mailbag of Hate. Don't go anywhere.
The Dana Show. Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The Democratic presidential race is turning ugly. Hillary Clinton's campaign today accused Bernie Sanders' team of stealing valuable information about potential voters. And Sanders' campaign is accusing the Democratic Party of holding his White House bid hostage by temporarily barring it from accessing its own voter data. It's suing the DNC to get it back. Members of the UN Security Council have unanimously approved a UN resolution endorsing a peace process for Syria. It includes a ceasefire and talks between the government and the opposition, but it does not mention a future role of Syrian President Bashar Assad.
President Assad, in our judgment, and not everybody shares this, but the majority of the people in the ISSG believe that President Assad has lost the ability, the credibility, to be able to unite the country and to provide the moral credibility to be able to govern it into the future.
Secretary of State John Kerry. President Obama is vowing not to fade back or fade into the background during his final year in office. We get details now from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
As he closed out 2015 with a year-end news conference, the president said he intends to leave it all out in the field in 2016.
We still have some unfinished business, and I plan on doing everything I can with every minute of every day that I have left as president to deliver on behalf of the American people.
Criminal justice reform and closing the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center are among the president's goals for his final year in office. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The U.S. military is investigating an American airstrike that may have inadvertently killed Iraqi soldiers near the city of Fallujah. The U.S. military headquarters in charge of the war effort in Syria and Iraq says one of several airstrikes it conducted Friday against Islamic State targets may have resulted in the death of Iraqi soldiers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Payton and Attorney Spokesperson. The Sentinel Group with principal office in Temecula, California is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention! If you or a loved one took Xarelto or Pradaxa and experienced a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to cash compensation. Call 800-341-0345 now. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescription blood thinners used to reduce the risk of blood clots and stroke. Dangerous side effects have been discovered, which have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call 800-341-0345 now. If you or a loved one took Xarelto or Pradaxa and experienced internal bleeding or were hospitalized for a serious bleeding event, don't be a silent victim. Call 800-341-0345 now to see if you may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim, so call 800-341-0345 now. Lines are open 24/7. Call 800-341-0345. That's 800-341-0345. 800-341-0345.
Women may be badly outnumbered in the top ranks of corporate America, but at least they're not underpaid.
Analysis by executive compensation firm Equilar and the AP shows compensation for female chief financial officers at S&P 500 companies in 2014 outpaced that of their male counterparts. It follows a similar trend seen with female CEOs in recent years. The median pay for female CFOs last year went up almost 11% to $3.32 million. Male CFO pay increased 7% to $3.3 million.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Cuban President Raul Castro urging the U.S. government to halt radio and television broadcasts aimed at the island and other programs that Cuba considers harmful. At the same time, the Cuban leader stresses that he's still interested in deepening the thaw in relations with the United States. Castro's comments came during a rare broadcast of his speech on state TV. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. A Virginia jury has issued a $25 million verdict against Cox Communications In an online piracy case, it could mean more trouble for downloaders of illegal content.
Music company BMG had sued Cox in 2014, saying the cable company wasn't forwarding warnings about illegal downloads to its customers or stopping their behavior. Marquette University Law School professor Bruce Boyden says both sides saw this case as trailblazing and that it makes clear that Internet service providers or ISPs are obliged to respond to takedown notices from rights holders. He says now customers will be more likely to get sent such notices, and cautious ISPs more likely to consider cutting off service to repeat offenders. Keith Peters reporting.
Actor James Cromwell opposes building a power plant in upstate New York that some residents say may cause health issues and lower property values. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Has your flooring seen just one too many holiday seasons? Time to renew at Shasta Lake Floors. Lots of carpet, woods, tiles, and laminates in stock that in many cases can be installed by the new year. The lowest prices and great financing, too, with rates as low as 0% OAC, even on special order items. Color, style, selection, low prices, great financing, quick professional installation. You get it all in one package. Shasta Lake Floors. 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. Eight times voted best in the North State.
It's Dandelion's first Christmas in their new home. So join the ladies at 1322 Pine Street. Enjoy the 17 themed trees, where you will find exciting brands like Brighton, Alex and Ani, beautiful sweaters, and delicious candles with scents like pumpkin spice and cinnamon cider. Have your sweetheart fill out a wish list to make your shopping easier, or have one of the many wonderful ladies help you with that special gift. It's Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing at 1322 Pine Street in beautiful downtown Reading.
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dupes until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Dana Lash is off and running, generating the buzz.
All bets are off at this point.
So great to talk to you, Dana. You're my favorite.
Dana, you and I are blood brothers for the American dream.
Dana Lash, the conservative alternative. This is The Dana Show.
The tension throughout our history between welcoming or rejecting the stranger, it's about more than just immigration. It's about the meaning of America. What kind of country do we want to be? It's about the capacity of each generation to honor the creed as old as our founding, E pluribus unum, that out of many we are one.
Oh, boy. So at least he admitted to not really easing any terrorist fears. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I just, you know, I'm going to be more theatrical in the future. I'm going to Hawaii. Bye. Later. And then he's gone. So that was pretty much the entirety of his... That was pretty much the entirety of his address, I guess.
Yeah, the press conference.
I don't feel better.
He ended
Did you feel better?
With Star Wars? I don't feel any better, but he was like, I've got to go see Star Wars. I'll see you guys later. That's what he said.
He did not.
Yes, he did.
You know, but I'm just so glad that, yeah, I mean, yes, it just, yeah, I just don't even know. Just don't even know. So, a few things. Anyone who says any spoilers about Star Wars, if I was president, I'd put you on a watch list, number one. Totally would do that. Wouldn't even feel bad. Michael Moore was standing outside of the Trump building. Yes, it was it yesterday. And he had the sign, and it said, "We are all Muslim." Did you see that picture?
I did not.
He's standing outside and has the sign... says we are all Muslim.
That's offensive to Muslims.
I'm trying to figure out a way to say this nicely. Okay, so when did he turn into an old lady? Have you seen the photo I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, look at his face and his throat.
Does he look like
I've seen that turkey neck before on a platter during Thanksgiving. I'm just saying. That sign actually doesn't say we're all Muslim. Do you know that's Photoshopped? The real sign says, I want a sandwich. That's what it says. It says, I want a sandwich. I just saw that. Like, he's like, and he's like, everybody take a picture of a sign that says we're all Muslim and hold it up to the camera. And I'm like, oh. So one of my friends, Andrew Marcus, is taking pictures of terror victims and saying we're all Muslim and putting that up on Twitter. Because that's kind of a goofy, like, what is this point of doing that? Like, how is it that, I mean, how did it get turned into that? Everybody, terror victims are so often victim shamed by people. They are victim shamed. I'm surprised that the president didn't take the opportunity to do that a little bit more while he was speaking to everyone. I'm surprised that didn't happen. It is Open Line Friday, so we're going to go to the phones, 866-455-9797. We got Mailbag of Mailbag of Hate coming up as well. To the phones, though, Alan is on the line. Alan, Merry Christmas. Happy Friday to you.
Merry Christmas, Dana. Hey, I wanted to let you know I am a proud new member of the NRA and had the opportunity to listen to your The Godless Left audio. Fantastic, by the way.
Thank you.
My question, I've got a good friend of mine who's female who had just sent me a comment regarding a discussion on Facebook and says that the terrorists in our country are Americans. If you're concerned with your safety here at home, get behind gun control. How would you respond to that?
If you're concerned with your safety at home, get behind gun control?
Yes.
When the CDC and the National Research Institute and a number of different independent studies have concluded that you have 3.3 million annual instances of defensive gun use a year, which is exponentially more than those who are harmed with firearms. They think that somehow, I guess, you know, if you don't pay attention to math or facts, then I guess you can make that statement and feel great about yourself when you go to sleep at night. But it's like, how do I math? Yeah, the 3.3 million uses annually of defensive gun use, and the CDC actually, in a report that was commissioned by the president that he didn't talk about anymore after he commissioned it, they actually believe it might even be higher than that. But they're being modest in that number. And that was also something that lifelong Democrat Gary Kleck, who is a researcher, criminologist down in Florida, also concluded is that it's, you're looking at 3 million at least instances of defensive handgun use a year, which is a lot more than what you even see from firearms illegally used by gangbangers or terrorist attacks. But nobody wants to acknowledge those numbers because it doesn't work well for their agenda. So I would say to anybody who's trying to say that gun control somehow plays into safety, well, then is that what they're going to call defensive gun use now? Because defensive gun use has kept people safe.
Right. Well, I think what I may have to do is just get an extra copy of your book, Hands Off My Gun, and send it to her for an early Christmas gift.
Ooh. Well, that's a wonderful idea. Look at you. Thank you for that. Yeah, that's a great idea. Yes. I actually have all of that in there. I'm trying to remember what chapter it's in. I think it might be in my chapter on women and firearms. But I would put a post-it note right there and with an arrow pointing to it and send it to her and say, read.
Brilliant. All right. Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling in, Alan. Thanks so much. Yep. Yeah, see, that is that for anybody. The gun control was, well, I mean, look how well gun control worked in Germany. When Hitler was coming to power, because that was one of the things that he did. That's a fact. That's not like, you know.
And Poland.
Oh, yeah, Poland. Ooh, you know, Honduras, since 1985, they have had some of the most restrictive gun control laws in the world. And yet, who's number one for gun homicides? Oh, wait, that's right, Honduras. Yeah.
It's weird.
Kind of awkward. Awkward. Awkward parrot. You're so silly. Stop. Awkward parrot. We haven't heard from him in a while. He's, he doesn't like the, I know, he doesn't like the BS Extrapolator 3000.
Awkward.
I know. Awkward parrot. Shh. Let's go back to the phones, get more of your calls in, because that is Open Line Friday. We also have an epic mailbag of hate coming up. Teresa, welcome to the program. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, girl. Hey. I have been writing you like crazy, so I'm sorry I bother you so much, but you are my lifesaver because I was putting all this stuff on Facebook because it's just outrageous, all the stuff that's going on. And my sister was like, oh, my gosh, you can't be putting all that stuff on Facebook. It's only nice things that go on Facebook. Okay. So, yeah, and I'm Missouri, too, Greene County, you know, and, you know, it's just I don't get it. I mean, our whole society is, like, blind. They're just not – they don't want to even see what's going on.
Right. No, I would agree. I think a lot of people just well, now they have to because now, I mean, people are genuinely concerned after everything that they've seen in San Bernardino and in Colorado and elsewhere. I mean, they see this stuff and they're just concerned and they want to feel protected.
But our government in Washington is doing nothing. I mean, it's like they're brain dead. I'm so beside myself in some ways, you know, because there doesn't seem to be things that we can do.
Aside from vote them out, but that takes a lot.
You know?
I mean, it's easy, and that's a good point. I appreciate you calling in, Teresa, and saying, you know, it's harder to vote people out. Look, we have. And it's not a popular idea because a lot of people just get mad and they want, you know, some people want to take their ball and go home. I get it. I feel like that almost every day. But we have at our fingertips an amazing tool if we use it, this democratic process in our constitutional republic to make sure that we have officials that are locally elected, that we elect our representatives, we elect our senators. But it takes a lot of work. You know, it's not just sitting at the computer either and getting on Facebook or Twitter, which is great and that helps. But it takes going out and doing some retail politics. It takes donating directly to particular candidates. You know, it takes making calls for them and donating your time and any talent you have. That's what it takes. And a lot of people don't want to put in that effort. You know, when we sit here and say, because I had people before John Boehner stepped down, a lot of people calling into the program saying, well, we just got to vote. John Boehner's got to get out of there. He's got to get out. We got to vote him out. Okay, well, you realize what that's going to mean, right? If you want a particular problem senator or problem representative to be voted out, you have to go to their district and you have to convince their voters why voting for someone better is better for them. Because this is how, I mean, even though you don't get to vote for that person, this is how someone else's vote can affect you. You have to go and change hearts and minds in their district. People scream about Mitch McConnell. Okay, well, you got to go to you have to go to his district in Kentucky and change hearts and minds. And that's what it takes. And a lot of people, they draw the line at some point. Like, oh, okay, well, I can do this, but I can't go that far. Well, how far are you willing to go? I mean, we have this amazing tool, this amazing system at our fingertips, and yet a lot of people don't want to use it. How far are you willing to go? I mean, are you willing to actually go if your particular district is secure for a conservative candidate? Are you willing to go to another area? Are you willing to send money directly to that challenger's campaign? Are you willing to maybe, I don't know, postpone taking that one vacation and instead using those vacation days to go to that particular district and phone bank and go door to door? Because that is what it takes. Our founders did stuff like that. I think we've gotten really comfortable. I mean, we have that, all of those opportunities at our fingertips. I remember I had, this was a few years ago, I had someone who was raging about a grassroots candidate that I just, didn't have the war chest to compete. And I remember telling that person, because that person was like attacking everybody for not, if they supported any other candidate in the primary. And I remember messaging this person, and I'm like, well, you know, what are you willing to do? And they're like, well, I talk about him on Facebook and Twitter all the time. Okay, what would you do? Are you willing to take a second mortgage out in your house? Are you willing to, like, maybe get rid of a second car? Because everyone, in order to get some of these guys to be able to compete with some of the establishment guys, that's the kind of what you're going to have to do in order to raise some capital. Oh, that's where the line's drawn. I know people who have done that, by the way. Let's go ahead real fast and kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is an amazing story. Iman Shumpert, who is with the NBA, Cleveland I can't. Cleveland Cavaliers. Cleveland Cavaliers. This is amazing. So his fiancée, Teyana Taylor, went into delivery a month early. She, like, all of a sudden realized she was in labor, but it was too late to go anywhere. She was in the couple's bathroom, and she had to call her fiancé in there. Iman Shrumpert went in there, called 911. They were walking in through it, and he literally delivered his baby daughter there in their bathroom. Is that not amazing? And he had used headphones to tie the cord. So finally, Beats headphones are great for something. Dun, dun, dun. I'm just assuming. I'm not, you know. Ooh. The Obama White House is set to release another 17 Gitmo jihadists. Yay! Last week, the president only told the media that he actually it was, quote, only a handful that of these Gitmo detainees had returned to a life of terrorism. But over at Gateway Pundit, they say, no, he was only off by 191. Then the actual number is that 196 former Gitmo detainees have returned to terrorism. The recidivism is ridiculous. The Stephen Hayes from the Weekly Standard showed that of the 653 jihadist detainees who have been released, 196 of them have returned to terror and are being suspected of being active in jihad since their release. Hmm. Oh, yeah, there's like a huge number of them that have actually returned to terror. So that number doesn't really. And I know you guys are upset about this. International treasure Richard Simmons has retired from public life. You guys remember Richard Simmons, right? He's the dude who did Sweating with the Oldies.
Yeah, and those offensive shorts.
He's still alive, and he's still, like, kicking it. But he says he's kind of went away already, like, 2 years ago. He hasn't been seen in public for almost 2 years, and he says, look, there's no more Richard Simmons. So friends and family called the police to do a welfare check on him, but they're like, no, he was fine. He just says he's happy living life outside the public eye. He's done. He just wants to, like, be a normal dude and chill out. He says that he's still committed to helping the obese and overlooked, but is just working behind the scenes on charity projects. I mean, he's always been really upbeat and happy. I don't really have anything negative to say about him, except those shorts, man. But that's about it. I really don't have anything nasty to say about him, you know? I mean, he's always been super happy, right? And he's never been, like, incendiary. He's never been completely inappropriate, except for those shorts. But, you know, other than that, I don't really have anything nasty to say about him at all. Look at that. Miss Puerto Rico unloaded on Michael Moore and his We Are All Muslims sign. She lost her ever-loving mind on him on Twitter, saying that it was insensitive for him to do something like that in the wake of San Bernardino. I like Miss Puerto Rico. She seems really cool. I like her a lot. Anyway, look, a smart beauty queen. Love that. There are lots of smart beauty queens, but she's really smart. In the meantime, our sponsor for this portion of our program, Pro Flowers, they have some really beautiful seasonal arrangements. And one of those that they have, one of the ones that I have sent before, in fact, is these 100 blooms of Christmas cheer. So when you go to proflowers.com, I mean, it's fail-proof. You choose your delivery date, and it's guaranteed. And Pro Flowers are guaranteed to be fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. They take care of all of the details for you. And they're offering all of my listeners right now a deal, 100 blooms of Christmas cheer, plus you get a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to up the festivity, you can add on their candy cane vase and chocolates for just $9.99 more. To send this to someone on your list, go to proflowers.com, click on that little blue microphone in the top right corner, and type in Dana Show. That's proflowers.com. Click on that microphone and type in Dana Show. This is the only way to get 100 blooms of cheer plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Order today because this offer will sell out.
This is the Dana Show.
I want to talk with you a little bit about our power grid. Now, it's no secret that the president has he declared war on the coal industry. And the result now is the cost of electricity is skyrocketing. And that cost You know, it's passed to you, right? It's the record rates that we already have. Now, ultimately, I believe that these socialist policies are going to create real, actual shortages of electricity, like Obamacare, only with a power grid. And it gets worse. Experts say our power grid continues to remain unprotected and vulnerable. This is why I want all of you out there to be able to produce your own supply of electricity. Now, I believe it's time to prepare right now for coming problems with the power grid. So do what I did. Get a solar generator from Solutions from Science. They run quietly, they emit no fumes, and they produce an endless supply of electricity from the sun. Go to DanaSolarBackup.com to learn more. That's DanaSolarBackup.com. Use coupon code Dana to get a special half-price offer. DanaSolarBackup.com.
I'm really serious about my health, and so I'm doing something for it. It's called Super Beets, a circulation superfood powder that helps support my heart and healthy blood pressure, too. I have amazing energy and amazing stamina as well. The New York Times calls beets fitness in a glass, and with Super Beets, I get all of the benefits without the bad taste, calories, or added sugar. Each canister of Super Beets gives me 90 non-GMO beets that taste great. Mix it in water or smoothie for a jitter-free energy boost. You'll love the taste of Super Beets and feel results in as little as 20 minutes, guaranteed, or you don't pay. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to DanaShootsBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You'll also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the result that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, DanaShootsBeets.com.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Christmas is coming next, so Kathy's got gift cards that you can get for the person that has everything. We have a whole bunch of new Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters in for Christmas and ready to go. Kurt and Ricky are delivering kerosene everywhere in the mountains. Cody and Gary are doing a lot in the plant, filling clear pearl for the portable heaters and propane bottles and bulk oil. And thank you to all the customers of ours that use the Muse card locks for trucks, cars, and equipment. Mike Alcorn, the driver of our shiny truck and trailer, has Driver of the Month Award for cleanest truck. Robin is doing a great job keeping up with all of our ag customers and corning and deliveries. Joe at Weaverville plant is very busy filling propane bottles and kerosene. Northern Lights Energy, keeping families warm, tanks full, and always there before you need us. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The holidays are on us at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Redding Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors. Motors finance subject to prior sale ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
It is that time of year again. Cooler weather, fun-filled festivities, warming up by the fireplace, and family get-togethers. Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society wishing you happy holidays. As we go into the holidays this year, our goal is to find 300 forever homes for our homeless animals. What could be better than adding a new furry family member during the holidays? We have many wonderful dogs and cats looking for a home this holiday season. Please come by Haven Humane Society off 273 or visit our website at havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow all of the animals both available for adoption and adopted. For more information, call 241-1653. And from all of us at Haven, we wish you a happy holiday.
Talk lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
Coming up, we have Mailbag of Hate, which I know is always hotly anticipated. And it is open line Friday. We're going to be working more of the listeners in, more of your phone calls in as well. And, of course, we are still discussing and dissecting this omnibus bill, which did pass not just the House, but it also passed the Senate. And there's nothing in it that's any good. And a fugitive monkey's on the run because he was bullied in his habitat. What? We have that for you as well. Keep it here.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There's a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Redding's own Civic Auditorium.
The Redding Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit RedingCivic.com or the Redding Civic box office.
See you at the show!
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, "I'm going to live while I'm alive." Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Hey, this is Carl Baugh from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
I oppose amnesty. I oppose citizenship. I oppose legalization for illegal aliens. I always have, and I always will. And I challenge every other Republican candidate to say the same thing, or if not, then to stop making silly assertions that their records and my records on immigration are the same. It is demonstrably false.
You know, I think there are some people who are not going to be happy with Ted Cruz on immigration until he actually sets an illegal alien on fire, like by the border or something. Because I'm like wondering, like how many, he said it a million times and everyone's like, oh my gosh, this is Rubio. These are Rubio's people doing this. Please know this. This is Rubio's people pushing this. I just saw this video. It was at the, and it's not even worth playing. It was at the end of a press conference, and one of the reporters asked a question about that amendment that he had on Rubio's, on the Gang of Eight, you know, where he was challenging Democrats. And Cruz was ending the press conference, and the reporter asked it, and Cruz, you know, when you end a press conference, what happens when you end a press conference? You walk away. And so the headline is, Cruz abruptly ends press conference when reporter asks question about immigration. And I'm like, look, I am totally all about asking any of these dudes questions on immigration. I don't agree with any of them on 100% of everything. But that's a really ridiculous and disingenuous headline. He just ended the press conference. That was all it was. I mean, there's no need to, like, go over the top with it. There's no need for that. But, I mean, how many times has he said, I believe he's way better on amnesty than Rubio. But yet, I know that Rubio has operatives out there, and he's smart. He's doing this. You know, he's doing a smart primary. They're trying to ruin Cruz with grassroots and thus take him out of the game. That's what's trying to happen. So this is, and I see this, I've seen this over and over and over again. And by the way, you know that Rubio and Cruz going at it, I think it helps Trump. Sometimes, in a way, I kind of think it helps Rubio and Cruz, but I mean, at this point, like audio soundbite four, this is Rubio pushing this. Listen.
He's going to have a hard time because he's not told the truth about his position in the past on legalization. And even there at the debate, he said he didn't intend to legalize people in the future. Again, I think it's very crafty language.
Well, I'm glad that he was able to read the conservative blogs and parrot that response. I'm going to be an honest, I don't dislike Rubio. But what I do dislike is disingenuousness. I do dislike disingenuousness. And I don't like to see us, like, sit here and condemn tactics that we see happen on the left, and then we use them and think it's okay to use them in a primary. That's kind of crappy to me. You know? I don't like that. Come on, guys. I mean, what is I mean, again, audio soundbite two. What do you mean he's being very crafty with his language? Listen to the first part of this
amnesty.
Again.
I oppose citizenship. I oppose legalization for illegal aliens. I always have, and I always will.
But your language is crafty. You have crafty language. Oh, please give me Beastie Boy. She's crafty. But you got crafty language. Your language is so crafty, Senator Cruz. I mean, you say you oppose amnesty? I mean, what about oppose seems really mild. What about hate to death? Hate to death? Let's hear it again. Hear it one more time. Audio soundbite two. Because apparently this is crafty.
I oppose amnesty. I oppose citizenship. I oppose legalization for illegal aliens. I always have, and I always will.
But Rubio says, number four, you're crafty. He says, you lied at the debate. Audio soundbite four. Cuatro is the
He's going to have a hard
time
because there we go. He's not told the truth about his position in the past on legalization. And even there at the debate, he said he didn't intend to legalize people in the future. Again, I think it's very crafty language.
Crafty language. Like I said, what does Cruz have to do to convince that he is against amnesty? Start setting illegals on fire at the border? Is that what it's going to be? And even then, they're going to be like, well, they didn't burn him to death. They just, I mean, honestly, what else do you have to do? He says he's opposed it. Rubio was for Gang of Eight. He does not get to criticize on that. The guy who was pushing Gang of Eight does not get to turn around and be like, well, I think you were crafting your language when you said you oppose amnesty. Do you guys see this? Am I the only, I feel like Mugatu from Zoolander. My gosh, is someone smoking crack by me? Am I doing secondhand crack smoke?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Good night. Am I missing something, Kane? Am I missing something?
I don't think so. Let me hear Cruz again.
I oppose amnesty.
Yeah.
I oppose citizenship.
Okay.
I oppose legalization for illegal aliens.
Okay.
I always have, and I always will.
All right, right there. I don't really see how that's left anything to a gray area. But let's see what Rubio says.
He's going to have a hard time because he's not told the truth about his position in the past on legalization. And even there at the debate, he said he didn't intend to legalize people in the future. Again, I think it's very crafty language.
Crafty. Yeah, I don't.
Crafty.
I can't agree with that.
So, I want to send you really quick, Kane. I want to put this little audio in Slack. Get this one ready. And I realize, you know, it can be really busy when you are running a primary, and you're running a presidential primary. It can be kind of busy. But I'm just saying, look, when you start slinging stuff, stuff may get slung. Just saying. But just to kind of, you know, put some of this in perspective, instead of trying to hide his activity with Gang of Eight, maybe Marco Rubio can do a better job defending his decision to skip the vote on the omnibus that passed Congress today. He said he opposed it, and he was an absent vote. Now, do you remember what he said about this with CBS News? He said not voting for it is a vote against it. Really? But listen.
Vote that we just that just happened in Washington, this massive, grotesque piece of legislation. That's the kind of thing that shouldn't be happening. And if there were presidential leadership, it wouldn't be happening. And when I'm president, it won't. So that's why I'm out campaigning, because I want these votes to start to matter again. I want the work in Washington to be productive on behalf of the American people. That will require me to be away for some time while
he
I'm campaigning.
He did miss a cloture vote.
I intend to win this race, so these votes.
He missed a cloture vote.
The pushback would be if
look. All I'm going to say is this: the dude was part of Gang of Eight. He was part of Gang of Eight. There is nothing that an operative is going to be able to spin. There is nothing that a blogger who has already declared is going to be able to spin that is going to make anything else that about Ted Cruz that's going to equate being a part of the Gang of Eight. There's nothing. Nothing. He has opposed every single amnesty piece of paper that has come through the Senate. Now, if that if that wasn't so, then I would say, okay, I get the inconsistency. There's a point there. But that's not it. All right, it's time for that point in the program that you really love. You know what it's time for. Mr. Payne, it's time for Mailbag and Eight.
It's now that time of the week to open up Dana's big mailbag of hate.
So this one comes from Dr. Edward Jacoby, and he is mad at me. By the way, you guys know how we do this. Real emails, tweets, Facebook messages from people who are out there in the world. Now, I made a joke last week about how I don't like cats. I prefer dogs. I don't hate cats to the point where I would murder one. I just don't like them. And I made a joke about it. And apparently, I am not allowed to be funny or have a funny opinion or even think in a funny way about anything. Dr. Edward Jacoby is so angry at me. He writes in a subject, "You absolutely hate cats? Dear Dana, I used to watch your show on a regular basis until last night's episode, Monday, December 14th, 2015, where you felt it necessary to tell everybody how much you hate cats. I had just picked up my cat's ashes from the vet. After we had to put her to sleep last week, my wife and I adopted Miss Nellie from a shelter and had her as a part of our lives for 18 and a half years. That's a cat that lives that long? Can we come back to that? I witnessed Nellie take her last breath as the vet performed her euthanasia. There are several quotes from the Bible where Jesus speaks lovingly of animals. Your personal opinion on matters outside of political science and gun control should remain personal. But since they haven't, I only wish to say that you have now one less viewer for both your show and Glenn Beck's Menagerie of Productions. All life is sacred. Sincerely, Dr. Edward A. Jacoby." Yes, because saying I don't like cats means I want to murder them all. Boom, 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 boom. Dude, unclench your butt, man. Seriously, 18 and a half years? No way does a cat live to be 18 and a half years long. Twitter, help me out here. Mm. Is that serious? Like, 18 and a half years? Was that like Pet Sematary? Was that like the cat church from Pet Sematary?
I had a cat that you remember lived for 13, that one? 13 years, but 18.
I have never heard of a cat living for 18 and a half years. Someone, please tell me that is that like normal?
I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
I don't think
so. I have never heard of that in my life. Dude, he was so mad at me. And apparently, I must not love Jesus because I prefer dogs. And I'm not allowed, because I don't like cats, I'm not allowed to have a personal opinion. Ah! Dude, calm down. And I hate cats still. Really hate them now. All right, moving on down the line. This is from Jim W. James Weidman. He is so mad at me over my NRA video. So this is what he writes. The subject. Subject is hard to... I'm going to read it as it's spelled. Remember, he's a teacher. "Dear Ms. Lash, I saw your rant today. You're an real piece of work. Just a fact... that you're on Glenn Beck's phony channel is enough, but that angry NRA speech was truly awful. You're a complete disgrace. Someone ought to give you a swift kick in the ass. Barry Goldwater, he once said that about someone, and I even think it might have been Reagan, but it sure does apply to you. I'm sorry I didn't do a better job on this letter, but I don't have the time. Besides, knowing that there are people like you around is pretty dispiriting, outrageous. In fact, even makes you wonder how there can be a God. And here you have that big prop Christmas tree in your studio. From retired English teacher and fairly decent human being, Jimmy! Jim W." Okay, so people are saying, yeah, cats live about 15 years, but some can live as long as 18. Okay, so, all right, I'm believing you guys now. Twitter came through. I love Twitter. Dude, someone said my cat was 21 when she died. Brent Pritchard said 21. I had no idea they lived that long. I had no idea. I was like, no, is it like 7 years still for, like, cats? Is that, Is that true?
No, I don't think it's the cat thing. I think dogs is the 7 years, but it depends on what you feed the animals, I think.
Well, are they feeding them immortal food?
Yeah, or real food or something?
Good night. Like, you have, I mean, wow, I had no idea that they lived that long. Crazy. Okay, so this, okay, this is from GDA. They email. The subject is tip. Take this warped person off the air. She's a very sick person. Seek help. You need it. That was it. Grammar included. It was amazing.
So nothing specific, just generally get help.
No. I mean, it is, it's pretty, like the responses to, like, the gun stuff. Like, people have called me, see you next Tuesday. So wait, here, I gotta pull up. I have, like, a whole other page here. It is insane. So I have also tweets. For instance, somebody didn't understand what the hell I was talking about in my godless left rant because I was specifically talking about, that's why we used the cover of the New York Daily News magazine. But apparently some people are like, what is that? That must mean it is about me. James Mason tweeted, at the Blaze, at D-Lash, why is godless an insult? Not every NRA member has an imaginary friend. Well, again, I was specifically talking about the New York Daily News cover where they made fun and mocked of people who called for prayer after the terrorist attacks. Remove head from ass, then opine. This is, I have so much here. I'm really got to try to get through it all. No, I don't have 1 minute more. I'm going to keep. John Del Filippo was so angry at me because I did not like John Kasich. And he goes, and I was citing John Kasich's low poll numbers in Ohio. John Della Filippo tweets, at D-Lash, you go ahead and keep looking at poll, P-O-L-E numbers, because we all know how accurate they are. Are those like poll, P-O-L-L numbers?
Poll numbers.
Is that? And then Civil Cynic tweets, ugh. D-Lash is the worst. How much would it cost for you to just stop? Well, I've told you I can be bought before. I need more money than Bill Gates. I need selective immortality that I can choose to share with my friends and rescind at will. I want a Hogwarts castle, and I want a black 1971 Challenger with black leather interior. And I would also, in addition, as a bonus, I would love to have a black Hellcat as well.
Nice. Then your lips are sealed? Then your lips are sealed at that
point?
Yeah,
and then I can totally be bought.
Got it.
Then, yeah, totally I can be bought. Oh, and I can super be bought, give me some dinner with Jesus, and I'm totally set. And then after that, I can be bought. It's that simple. So if you can meet, you know, everybody's got a price. I mean, if you can meet that, then, you know, I can help you out. You know what I'm saying? Our sponsor for this quarter hour, folks, our friends at Sherry's Berries. My gosh, these straw, I sent a box to myself 2 weeks ago. I'm not even lying to you. I order these so often, not just like for other people, but for myself. This is like the best thing to send somebody for Christmas. I've never been disappointed. The Sherry's Berries are, these are like fresh strawberries. They're huge. They're juicy. They dip them in dark white milk chocolate. They sprinkle them with all kinds of crazy awesome stuff like chocolate chips and chopped nuts and name it, and they think they have it. You can double your order because right now, if you go to Sherry's Berries and you order using my code, you'll get them at $19.99. That's a 40% savings, and you can double the order for just $10 more. To get this deal, go to berries.com, berries.com. Click on that mic in the top right corner and type in Dana Show. That will get you this deal. Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99, which you can double it for $10 more. You have to see these berries for yourself. They are so good. In fact, if you send a box to someone, send some to yourself because you're going to feel bad if you didn't. Berries.com, click on that mic, type in Dana Show, order today.
And Santa put gifts under Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog.
This is The Dana Show.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. Pushy, high-pressure salesmen, they try to scare you and lock you into a long-term contract. And then you get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. These are the good guys. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home every second of the day. And in an emergency, they're instantly there to make sure you're okay and alert the police. And it's just $14.99 per month. It's award-winning protection for less than half of what most companies charge, with no contracts or commitments. Protect your home with the alarm I trust. Visit SimpliSafeDana.com. Go now to get my exclusive 10% discount. SimpliSafeDana.com. If you're someone who owes the IRS, call the good folks that I trust at Optima Tax Relief. The IRS has the power to freeze your paycheck, even take your home or business. Protect yourself, your family, and your money, and start fighting back. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Write this number down. 800-335-0875. Optima has the power to protect you from aggressive collection actions now, so the IRS can't take your assets. And when you call, ask about the tax debt forgiveness program that is saving people thousands, even tens of thousands. Another incredible story the other day about how Optima settled a $125,000 debt for $500 for a gentleman in California. They have so many five-star reviews because these guys are the best. One quick call is all it takes to get started on resolving your tax debt. Optima Tax Relief has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau and offers a one-of-a-kind money-back guarantee. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Optima now for your free consultation. Call 800-335-0875. That's 800-335-0875. During the holidays, veterans should be on the forefront of our minds. It's a known fact that veteran suicide rates go up around the holidays. If you know a veteran or the family of a veteran that needs help, you can call my friends at the Purple Heart Foundation. The number's 888-414-4483. 888-414-4483. Most importantly, we all need to remember that without financial support, the Purple Heart Foundation would not be effective at helping veterans. With the hustle and bustle of the season, don't forget about the sacrifice of our servicemen and women. The Purple Heart Foundation helps all veterans, not just the wounded. Call my friends at the Purple Heart Foundation, 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact on helping veterans during the holiday season. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Good. Let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone astray.
Talk lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
So I am going to be back with you, obviously, Monday and Tuesday of next week. And then I'm going on a Christmas vacation. I have I'm excited to spend some time with family as well. We're going to do some year-end stuff. Some of the most ridiculous stories of the year. Some of our my favorite call of the year. We're going to do that as well. And then we're going to award the most ridiculous piece of hate mail that we've had, which, yeah. And I think we're going to have you vote on it on Twitter next week. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You can find me at DanaRadio.com. You can find me on Twitter at DLash, Dana on the Blaze, 5 p.m. Central. Have a fantastic weekend, folks. I'll be back with you on Monday.
The Dana Show. Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. President Obama is meeting in San Bernardino, California, with the families of the 14 people who were killed in a terror attack at a social service center. The meeting is private and being held at a high school near the airport, where Air Force One landed after a flight from Washington. The White House says the family's loss is even more acute because of the holiday season. And the president says ISIS remains a threat but ultimately will be defeated. More from SRN's Greg Clugston.
At his year-end news conference, the president repeated his belief that the U.S. and its partners will prevail against Islamic State militants.
We're going to defeat ISIS.
But he warned that ISIS remains a threat.
They are going to continue to be dangerous.
And the president conceded the U.S. is working with local forces on the ground that sometimes are spotty. It was an acknowledgement of the difficulty of relying primarily on a military air campaign. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Senate follows the House and passes the omnibus bill in short order.
There was little fanfare and little debate. Just a few short comments like this one from Senator Thad Cochran, the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee.
I am pleased to recommend approval of the Senate of the Omnibus Appropriations and Tax Relief Bill.
Senator Barbara Mikulski, the ranking Democrat on the Appropriations Committee, urged passage.
I urge all of my colleagues to vote for this bill.
The bill, worth more than $1 trillion, funds most government agencies and departments for the next fiscal year. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
The Clinton and Sanders campaigns are trading accusations and could wind up before a federal judge. The Clinton campaign charges that someone on the Vermont senator's staff stole voter profile data worth millions. A Sanders staffer was fired Friday, but the campaign blames a breach in the firewall of a database that contains data from both campaigns. The Sanders camp says it can't access its own data and is being held hostage by pro-Clinton forces. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year clearance sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top-quality floors, including 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak for $1.99, and more hardwood deals from an incredible 89 cents. Plus, get the lowest price of the year on wood look tile, now just 79 cents. Get North American and European laminates from 39 cents, and save an extra 10% on clearance and closeouts. Get to your store for more deals and pay no interest until 2018. End-of-year clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
LifeLock is paying $100 million to consumers to settle charges by federal regulators that had failed to protect customers' personal data under a court order. Correspondent Jeremy House has more on the story.
The Federal Trade Commission says it's the largest settlement it has won in this type of enforcement case. The 2010 order by a federal court required LifeLock to secure customers' data, such as credit card and social security numbers, as well as to avoid false advertising claims. The order resulted from an action brought by the FTC and attorneys general in 35 states, alleging that LifeLock used false claims to promote its services. The Tempe, Arizona-based company paid $12 million in that settlement. Jeremy House, Washington.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter has reassured his Afghan counterpart that the U.S. is committed to supporting Afghan security forces and building their capabilities for years to come. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The mayor of an Indiana town has been reelected by one vote after an election panel threw out a ballot.
Jasper, Indiana held a recount this week after the November election between Republican Mayor Terry Seitz and Democratic rival Wayne Shooter ended in a tie. On Friday, a local election panel determined one ballot cast for Shooter was invalid. City Attorney Renee Kabrick said the absentee ballot was tossed out because it lacked a signature. Seitz says the close race underscores the fact that every vote counts. Indiana law required the recount to be completed by December 20th. If the results had remained tied, the city council would have voted on whether Seitz or Shooter would be mayor of the city of 15,000 people. Keith Peters reporting.
Stores that sell coats, scarves, or anything in the winter fashion category are not filling the holiday cheer. Mall-based clothing stores have lost $343 million in sales so far this holiday season, according to Planalytics. More on these stories at townhall.com.
U202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, U202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Unhinged on Westwood One.
Yeah.
What have we done?
What have we done? He's got a voice like yours, Jason.
Hi.
He has that sort of, doesn't he? That announcer's out. He sounded kind of like you did.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
That is that's the greatest voice in showbiz. Jason Begay stars Detective Sergeant Hank Voight, NBC's hit drama series Chicago PD, Wednesday nights at 9. I'll get that out. I have to be honest with you. I love Chicago PD. I think, honestly, you may be one of my favorite cops ever on television.
Thank you.
The way they shoot it, is this Dick Wolf like some sort of a genius dude, or what is this guy's deal? Because it's a cop show. I go, Chicago PD, okay, well, it's in Chicago. Now, being here live in Chicago.
Right.
I like to go, they're at the Hancock building. Right. No, that's Richard's bar.
Right.
Right? But yet, then I'm just drawn into the story and I forget what I'm watching.
I don't know what the question is, but I can't answer that. Dick Wolf is not kind of a genius. He is a genius. I've been in this business for a while and I never met anybody who has the kind of skill set that he does.
Yeah.
So it's no surprise he's such a success.
I guess there was no question. I guess what it was that I look at it originally to see where it is in Chicago.
Right.
But then I'm just, the way it's shot and the story and the way you guys deliver it and the acting, it just brings you right in and you go like, I was only going to look at it for a second, but right. Now I'm in it.
Oh, that makes me happy.
I'm telling you. Now, but here's the thing. As I sit in front of you, Jason.
Yeah.
When I first became a Jason Begay fan...
Oh, God.
Mangina Boy!
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Sure you do. Californication?
Californication.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, you know the man... You're talking about the mangina.
Yeah, I'm talking about mangina. I'm talking about this.
See me talk and do the pee-pee dance. And now at this point, I would read that. Yes. Who wants to see me talk and do the pee-pee dance?
But here's the...
I know what I say. I say we ought to turn around and give him the fruit basket.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
Enough, yeah.
Like that.
We've done the mangina. Here's
the weird thing. Huh? I'm from Wisconsin. We were talking about this earlier. I do that. I did that. That was like a thing. You go, hey, how's it going? Come out of the shower, whatever. You go, like, so anyway, what do you guys do? Like, and you got mangina. You tuck it under. And it's good.
I think most boys do that.
I don't know why, but then you did it as a man in Californication. Oh, my God.
Well.
Oh, my God.
All I can say, it wasn't an ad lib.
Did Dallas Roberts ever do something like that? Do you know?
You'll have to tune in to find out.
Tune in to find out. Mangina Man. Oh, my God. The first, here, let me get some true and false stuff out about you.
True.
The first...
That's not true.
First thing that strikes you about Jason Begay in Chicago PD on NBC is his gravelly voice, which makes him sound like the devil incarnate.
Huh.
Now, someone said that your voice is because of your own doing. You had some tubes in your throat and you yanked them out. Is that true or false?
I basically had a voice very similar to this. I think there was some gravel added. I was in a coma. And every time, and you're intubated.
You were really in a coma?
3.5 weeks, yeah.
Good Lord.
I died.
Are you all right now?
I'm not sure if I'm back. I'm not sure if I want to be back right now. But
he's gonna be void on me. You're gonna come over and clock me, aren't you?
Is that what you want me to do?
I do not want
you
to clock me.
Why would I
want to
hit you?
I don't. What? Why would you want to hit me? Are we doing a scene?
Look at me.
No, you
look at me. Come over here. All right, I'm going to run this show now. Let me ask you some questions.
Go ahead.
True or false? Are you enjoying this interview?
Yes, I like you very much,
sir. I don't believe you.
I like you. I wouldn't lie to you, man. Okay, all right.
I can't help you, Joe.
So there it is.
No, you can't. See what I'm saying, though? You're the most intimidating dude. That's the thing. You go like, cut his eyes out. Do whatever you have to do. Cut his eyes out, you say in the show. You say in the show, what? Chicago PD and NBC, you say, cut his eyes out, do whatever you have to do.
But I don't understand what's intimidating about that. What? You know?
Hey, how'd you like to be a cop today? With all the, I mean, real cop, you know, and with all the cameras and all the attention on you, and oh, man. I don't know if it's a good deal or not.
Well, I think it is. I mean.
Not to do what you're doing in Chicago PD in the elite group, it's not.
Well, you couldn't do it with a camera.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm not, you know, I can't.
Here he goes. Come on. Okay. Threaten me again. I'd hate to be in interrogation.
What are you talking about? What did I do?
What are you talking about?
Huh? What are you saying? What are you alleging that I did that I couldn't have on camera?
You know, like when you tell the guys that you're going to.
I don't know what you're talking
take
about.
Take their eye out. You know, you're going to crack cases and you're going to crack heads.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you know, there was a guy who worked on our staff was on your show. He was a stand-in.
Who's that?
Bring Gino down here. Let him see. He was playing Pinochle in, I think it was in your club, your social club.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
with Carmine.
Let's see. At Carmine's?
Yeah, no, with Carmine.
Yeah, bring Gino down here. A paging Gino Giovannutti, by the way. Listen, Jason. Venuti.
Gino Venuti.
Yeah. Hey, Gino Venuti, come on down here. Gino, come on down here. You hanging with the boy? Hey, do cops, when cops see you, Jason, the Chicago cops, when you're walking the streets, they recognize you wherever you are, do they go, hey, Voight.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that?
You know what's funny? I was actually on the phone with John Seda the other day.
Yeah.
He was driving, and he plays Antonio, you know?
Right.
And he's like, oh, no.
He's good, too, by the way.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
He says, I'm getting pulled over. And they were pulling him over for an autograph.
Ah.
So there you go. How you doing?
That's Gino.
Good to see you.
Hey, Gino, I don't want you to sit and get comfortable. I just want you to sit down and say hello to him.
Well, I just wanted
what did you do with him? No, what scene were you in with Jason Begay?
I was in the...
Just talking
the
mic at him, not...
I was in the Italian Social Club.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in the first episode, the premiere show.
Yeah.
I think it was called Stepping Stone.
Right.
And then I was in... get my cigarettes or something, maybe a season or two later. But I was all jacked up because they came and they redid my makeup, which they don't usually do.
Right.
So I figured this is going
to
be a good
show. So he's thinking to himself he's going to get in big time now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
No, but I remember because they wanted him to be more feminine.
Yeah. Yeah, mangina boy. He didn't need to talk.
Real quick, because I don't want to take up time.
Yeah.
But
Thank you.
I practiced.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
No, I practiced my look because I read the script, and we're kind of annoyed with Detective Voight because he's starting to ask questions from the guys in the club.
Oh, yeah. I remember
this. He's crossing the boundary. And so when I get up, I give him a look like he taps me on the back, says, do you mind? I got to talk to this guy.
Yeah.
And I get up, and I give him this just disgusted look. And we did the scene like two or three times from different angles. And I could tell he was kind of looking at me like, why is this extra looking at me when his face is probably not even going to be on camera?
Do you even remember any of that or not?
I remember very well.
Yeah.
I remember exactly.
Because aren't extras like when you have these guys? Because in Chicago, it's great. You're here. You're shooting here a lot of the stuff. And isn't it great that extras, they'll always try to kind of get in just a little closer or get something.
Yeah, but those are the ones who don't. But I do remember this.
Right.
And the thing actually true. Yeah, I remember extras. I mean, we have a lot of cops on our show.
Yes.
Call them, but they're real cops.
Yeah.
And just like we got Gino, he's a real social club guy.
Look at him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh,
Richard. I belong to two clubs within a mile of
where's
there.
The box of wine?
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Italian boy, let me tell you something. Do you know that he lives at Richard's Bar? For real. Do you know Richard's Bar or not? You know what I'm talking about? Richard's Bar? It's the one
right
on,
around near on Grand.
Yeah.
Grand
the Four
right
Corners.
Las Carolla.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right
I know
it's hooked right
well.
Up.
I go to Las Carolla all the time.
You got Scarola, then you got the Richards Bar, then you go across the street to Piccolo Sono, which is also fantastic.
Piccolo Sono?
Right?
Very, very, but very good.
I'm a Las Carolla fiend.
But damn!
Anyway, the final thing
what
I'll
is
say.
The guy? Who's the guy there?
Joey Modelli.
No. There's a guy there, Armando. He always goes, you want to do a shot? You want to do a shot? Italian boy, you
want to
do a shot? Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're
doing. I got ukulele underneath him. This sounds better. I understand. Can you imagine that? You're getting on a plane and just...
Say hello to everybody.
Look at that.
Welcome them, so thank
Look
you very
at that.
Much.
Take hey, care. Very good.
Thank
very
you.
Good.
Nice to see you again.
See, how'd you like to interrogate that guy? Oh, my goodness, he's something else. He's so pumped up.
I'm married, but I appreciate it. I hear what you're saying.
Hey, by the way, we are going to cut your part out, and we're just going
to
keep the interview with Gino in.
Sounds good to me.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. Okay. All right, so wait, you ask me true or false, I'm going to ask you true or false. True or false?
Yeah.
Okay. Jason's father, Renato William Begay, was a U.S. tax court judge who brought down Wesley Snipes on tax charges after Jason didn't get the role of drug tycoon Nino Brown in New Jack City. True or false?
I have no idea.
All right, true or false? On the set of the 2010 film, The Next 3 Days in Pittsburgh, Jason Begay invited Russell Crowe into his trailer and hit Crowe in the head with the very same fire extinguisher used in the film's pivotal murder scene.
Yeah, well, it wasn't in the head. It wasn't in the head.
Yeah, it was like...
Yeah.
Crotch?
Well, I'm not legally obligated to answer that question.
So that is true. These are Wikipedia, Jason Begay, Wikipedia facts for false.
Yeah.
Okay. Jason's beloved parents have been married for 57 years.
My parents are passed.
Are you joking around? So that's false.
They were married 57 okay. years. You know, it's interesting yeah. about them.
But that's still in Wikipedia, though. They are married.
I think the tense is
when off. Did your parents pass away?
2 years. 2.5 years ago.
Same as mine.
One,
mine, two. And three. Yeah. Who went first?
My mother died. My father couldn't live without her. So, but the day I buried my father, and they both grew up in Chicago, both yeah. went to University of Chicago. The day I buried my father, I left from the funeral to start my first day on Chicago Fire.
Wow.
And they would have gotten such, and it became Chicago PD and all this stuff. They would have gotten such a kick out of it.
Yeah, wow. That is just, it's so weird because I guess you get to be this age, you go like, you know, how's your mom and how are your dad? You know, I go home and see my friends, oh, they're dead. And I think losing your parents, I don't know, man, that made
me. I'm an orphan.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm thinking you don't realize, and then you folks, if you head into Mother's Day coming up, you don't realize how they were there with you all the time. And I'm sort of maudlin now, but
yes.
You just hit me with that. It was like, you're right. It was like, you feel like who's watching me now? Who's, you know? And so they never saw your success. They never saw that big success you have now.
No, but I mean, that never would have impressed them. But I think that the fact that it was Chicago.
Yeah, that's here,
they
right?
really, really would have gotten a kick out of it.
That's very, very interesting. Okay, and your great-grandfather, is this true or false? Charles Dineen was governor of Illinois as well as a U.S. senator. True or
that's
false?
That's right, senator. And he was the district attorney of Chicago before that.
All right, one more Wikipedia. Fact or false? Jason's brother, Adam, lives in Chicago under the name Jay Cutler.
Yes.
That is true.
Yes.
I
yes,
knew it. See,
yes.
that, a lot of people said that.
That's true.
I knew that. I knew it. Yeah. I knew it.
Let me give you his number.
Hey, I heard that Jason Begay's brother is Jay Cutler. I think he sucks.
Sports talk, right?
Okay.
Sergeant Hank Voight on NBC's hit drama series Chicago PD, Wednesday nights, 9 Central. Chicago PD. One critic said, Begay is so. I'm going to do you.
Okay.
Begay is so compelling in this show. I am as scared by Detective Voight as I am entertained.
I feel that way every morning. Thank you. I don't know what to say.
Be right back with more Brandmeier.
Okay, I know. I said I'd never played board games. I don't like them. Board games are boring. There's a new game called Wits and Wagers, and I'm going to tell you this. This is a game I like. The guy who showed me how to play this game said right at the beginning, hey, Johnny B., relax. You're not supposed to know the answers. Yeah, I am in. I loved it. Quick and easy. I didn't want to stop playing. Everyone in the family can get involved with Wits and Wagers. It's a really interesting, fun game. You sit down, you start playing, and you don't want to stop. Everyone can get involved in this game. The whole family visiting you for the holidays. Yep, it's fun. Get it? Remember the name, Wits and Wagers. Go out, get it for the family, or give it as a Christmas gift. It only takes about 20 minutes to play, or play all day if you want. The rules are easy. Even I could learn. Thank you. It's called the Wits and Wagers Party Game. You can find it at Target, Toys R Us, and Barnes & Noble. Remember the name. I'm telling you, Wits and Wagers Party Game.
Are you ready to take your diabetes management to the next level? Put the ContourNex meter to the test and challenge your meter. The ContourNex meter makes testing easy and highly accurate with close to lab level results. And ContourNex gives you a second chance, allowing you to reapply to the same strip when the first sample is not enough, saving you time and money. So take the challenge. Go to ContourNextChallenge.com, get a free meter, and enter to win free test strips. ContourNex, accuracy you can trust.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Can you say Egg McMuffin?
Egg McMuffin!
Egg McMuffin. Egg McMuffin.
Egg McMuffin. Yeah.
Can you say Egg McMuffin?
Egg McMuffin.
Can you say Egg McMuffin, Jason?
Jonathan Brandmeier.
We just got to do a heavy rap. I was talking about my dad passing away, and I was saying how I didn't call my father. He had left the message on my machine, and you go, you should have written a song, and I did write a song.
And hit it.
About, no, I'm not going to hit that song. I'm not going to even begin to do that. Okay. Hey, by the way, so we know the Chicago Fire. We're talking with Detective Sergeant Hank Voigt. Detective Sergeant Hank Voigt on NBC's hit drama, Chicago PD. Crossover episodes. You started on Chicago Fire.
The character. Yeah, the character. Introduced right. On Chicago Fire. Okay. Like episode 2 or 3 right. Of their first season.
Right, okay. And so if you were to work on, here's what I would guess in show business. If you're working on Chicago Fire,
right.
There's more downtime than working on Chicago PD because you got to start fires and you got to put them out and then you got to reset. Is it more downtime or not?
On PD?
On Fire.
No, God, they work hard. Those, I mean, all that takes, I mean, you show up to work,
yeah.
You're at work.
That's it.
Yeah, you want to keep busy. And so, you know, they have a lot of special effects and stuff like that. So it's very, very complicated.
Yeah, I was watching,
so,
you know, said
a lot of hours.
We're just watching a fire. I was watching them in my neighborhood. They were doing a fire in a building in my neighborhood.
The show or?
The show.
Yeah.
No, yeah. No, yeah, Chicago Fire. And I'm thinking, wow, this is such a business. It's like set, reset, go back, fire, go it again, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And everywhere you look, Chicago cops, Chicago firemen, Chicago. Yeah, you employ a lot of people, and God bless you all for doing that.
That's actually, to me, one of the most important things about it is that we're helping a lot of people work, helping Chicago.
There's no doubt about that. And like we touched on it just a bit, though. So Chicago cops, they say to you, hey, good job, they're Voigt, or hey, man, what's going on? Or, you know, do they say to you, they give you stories?
I'd work for you any day.
Like that?
Yeah.
That's a compliment.
It is. It's a big compliment. It's actually all of us actors on the show, our biggest compliment is when the cops say they believe it. It's authentic.
Yeah, because you...
And our technical advisor is a guy named Brian Lucci. He's in the... he's still in the CPD. And he's kind of the heartbeat of the show, and he's always keeping us honest, and we couldn't do it without him.
Yeah, you do know that in Chicago, if it wasn't right, you'd see it in the street. Hey, boy!
You suck!
You suck! Boy!
But I mean that in the nicest possible way.
Boy, if you need some help, hey, I know a guy that knows all that stuff. I know a guy. I got a guy.
You bum.
I got a guy. You're a bum, boy. And they don't call you Jason Begay. They call you boy. That's right. Oh, yeah.
I get them all.
You get them all. Now, listen, what a pleasure to meet you, sir. It's an honor to meet you. You are the man. Jason Begay in Chicago. You done rap? I got to run here. We're wrapped. Are you done rap? Chicago PD? Is it rap?
No. Go back to where I worked till... I worked till 3 o'clock in the morning. I got up here to get at 7. To
Very kind.
What a nice
Thank
guy.
Thank you. But I told you he was a nice guy.
I'm crazy about
Jason
me.
Jason Begay. Chicago PD, baby. Wednesday night, 9 Central.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, Camel, 3030, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162 or you can visit our website, DiamondCoreDrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Jingle bells, Johnny.
Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
I can hear you there. What's your name?
Johnny. Hey, 444 JB Show. It is amazing when the fact that these those nice parents there, Daniel and Alexander, the free range parents, got all this heat on them. And the book is, and you're going to ask me, I know it, at BrandmeierShow.com, Free Range Kids, Giving Our Children the Freedom We Had Without Going Nuts with Worry. That's the name of the book she was talking about, by Lenore Scanese, wherever books are sold. Here's the title again, Free Range Kids, Giving Our Children the Freedom We Had Without Going Nuts with Worry. That's all she was doing. Welcome.
Welcome to the brave new world of Kitty P.E., a world where no one is ever humiliated. It's the wussification of America.
Welcome. That's Kitty P.E. That's where you can't wrestle with wrestling. That's where you can't throw a dodgeball at a kid. That's where you can't all types of different things. You can't do any of it because nobody wants, the child cannot get any sort of, learning. The child can't learn on his own. They don't want to embarrass him. Everybody's got to be the same. Everybody's got to win. You can't give trophies away to kids. You can't because the wussification of America. Welcome to the wussification of America. 866-JVVMAIL. But you asked the question, why is it? When did it happen?
When did it happen?
I don't know.
But it just happened. I mean, it's huge. I mean, it's like, how did such a huge change happen? And I didn't even notice.
Don thinks he knows. 844-4JB-SHOW. Yes, Don, go ahead, please.
Buzz, it started with the 24-hour news cycle. When I was a kid in the 60s, my mom used to stick a couple bucks in my pocket on Saturday morning after giving me breakfast and tell me to hit the bricks and come back when the streetlights came on.
Well, what were you? Yes, he was married to Lee. His mother's name was Lee Emery. From Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, Lee Irby, yeah.
Lee, whatever his name is.
That's what it was. You went out and played. You found stuff to do. You took your ball and your bat and your mitt, and you went and found games, and you hung around with your buddies all day and you didn't bother your mom or dad until the streetlights came on.
Bob, but
dinner
that's
was
right. That's right. But I believe you said, Donnie, why don't you go out and play and come back when you hit the bricks? What was it? What was the line again?
Hit the bricks and you'll come back to the streetlights.
That's right. That's it. You, Donnie, you hit the bricks and don't come back to the streetlights on.
Seriously.
That's what I call a mom.
When a kid gets abducted or kidnapped, which doesn't happen that often in the United States, it's way blown out of proportion. We hear about it 24/7, no matter where it is. It could be 3,000 miles from us, and all of a sudden there's Amber Alerts on your phone and everything else, as if this is an epidemic. And in all actuality, child abductions and kidnapping is at an all-time low in the United States.
Well, listen, you got to be safe. You want to be protective, and everyone loves their kids. There's no question about it. But you got to also teach them some, you know, give them some cajones. You got to teach them the world is, you know, to be aware of what's around them in this world.
Why do we teach them not to look both ways if they're never going to have to cross the street by themselves? What
did you say?
I said, why do we teach them to look both ways to cross the street if we're never going to allow them to cross the street by themselves?
Wait a minute. I never learned that. thank you, Don. And how about you, like the class, the PE class, where you jump rope with no rope?
They can jump and actually make it go through their feet twice without, you know,
well,
when
of course,
one jump.
There's no rope.
See, that's real. They jump rope,
no rope
with no rope, so nobody gets embarrassed in PE now.
They can jump and actually make it go through their feet twice without, you know,
well,
when
of course,
one jump.
There's no rope.
Of course, there's no rope.
Welcome to the brave new world of Kitty PE.
All right. Unbelievable. The wussification of America. That's what it is. 866-JBVMail. What is it, Buzz?
Well, without rope, you can do that and get some exercise, but you can't develop a skill without the rope.
I'm standing. Honestly, I'm just doing it right now. Hold. I am awesome at the jump rope with rope.
Right. Aren't we all?
Yeah, I'm awesome with it. Unbelievable. The other exercise, we know there's jump rope.
They can jump and actually make it go through their feet twice without, you know,
well,
when
of course,
one jump.
There's no rope.
Of course not. Of course. I think, by the way, that's Bernie Goldberg from Real Sports on HBO doing a story about the wussification of America and the way the kids are being brought up. So this free-range parent lady who has to go back to trial again for another, you know, and she's going to, you know, she's going to sue the whole hell of Maryland. Somebody's going to get in trouble there. No doubt about it. But it's a real thing. They have PE classes. Real PE classes that have amazingly different dodge ball without the ball, the jump rope without the jump rope. It's unbelievable. 866-JBVMail.
Yeah, I'd like to inform you of some of the activities that we participate in our school where I'm a phys ed teacher. Swim walking, hopless hopscotching, 3-foot wide balance beam walking with spotters, individual dodge ball, one player at a time, theoretical leapfrogging, bubble blowing, dress like a winner, shoe tying.
Shoe tying. See, that seems to be something that all the kids could do together.
That's a bitter phys ed coach.
Somebody's very angry. 866-JBVMail, in honor of Dennis Hastert, former wrestling coach, now under some sort of indictment for paying someone off for some reason.
Past misconduct.
There you go. 866-JBVMail.
Have you heard about wrestling without wrestling? You stand on the other side of the circle and compliment the other kid on their singlet, and every match is a tie.
Okay. That seems like a good time.
There's a lot of bitter people out there, apparently.
I'm telling you, man. And then they have real names for dodgeball.
I've heard it called murder ball, bombardment, killer ball, poison ball. None of them are very nice.
You can't use those names now because they're not nice.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the greatest.
It's not good in a physical education setting to determine who the best player is.
Do you hear that? It's not good in a physical education setting to determine who the best player is. You don't want to do that anymore. I like the other guy. I like Don's mom. Go back to play. Come back when that, whatever that line was. It was
hit
awesome.
Hit the bricks and come back when the streetlights come on.
Until the streetlights come on.
Let's just call it tag.
Yeah. Wait. Here's tag. Here's Bernie Goldberg, HBO. Here's tag. Here's how they play tag now in Fayette.
Let's just call it tag. without the tag part.
They don't tag the other person.
That's correct.
What do they do instead?
You step on their shadow.
You step on their shadow. Now, it doesn't sound like I'm making up a bit here, like this is just some kind of craziness. You step yes, on their shadow. You step on their shadow. just all you have to do is touch them. Why couldn't you just touch them? Oh, I love that. Free
range is dangerous.
I wonder if, yeah, you know what? That's what, but you're right.
Right.
Now you touch a kid. Oh, he touched me inappropriately. Everybody's so worried about it. Oh, my God. I'll tell you what. This is where you know, okay, the free-range parent lady we just talked to, Danielle Maytive in Maryland.
Be right back with more Johnny B.
Hey, have you always wanted to learn to play the guitar but got turned off by how hard it is to learn? Oh, I can't learn how to play. Well, now you can. You can play the guitar quickly and easily with Chord Buddy. Here's how it works. Chord Buddy is a color-coded attachment that fits on the neck of the guitar, helps you form the chords. Just push a color-coded button with your left hand and strum with your right. And if you've never played guitar, within 10 minutes, you can be playing a song using Chord Buddy. You focus on the rhythm, start playing music right away. So if you or your kids want to learn to play the guitar, you will not quit with Chord Buddy. You learn the basics, how to play chords, strum, hold the guitar, tune it, and maintain it. Plus, Chord Buddy's team gives you ongoing support at all levels. A perfect holiday gift. One-stop shopping for learning to play the guitar. Chord Buddy, the world's best guitar learning system. Chord Buddy has everything you need. ChordBuddy.com today. Hit it right now. Pick the right system for you. Chord Buddy's so amazing. It was featured on Shark Tank. You make the music. Chord Buddy makes it easy. Visit ChordBuddy.com.
Are you ready to take your diabetes management to the next level? Put the ContourNex meter to the test and challenge your meter. The ContourNex meter makes testing easy and highly accurate with close to lab level results. And ContourNex gives you a second chance, allowing you to reapply to the same strip when the first sample is not enough, saving you time and money. So take the challenge. Go to ContourNextChallenge.com, get a free meter, and enter to win free test strips. ContourNex, accuracy you can trust.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-801-9553 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-801-9553. Call 800-801-9553. Again, that's 800-801-9553. 800-801-9553.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Why, wait a minute. Whenever Derbo Norville from Inside Edition talks, every sentence should end with a tag.
I used to have that as my ringtone, and it was the funniest thing because sometimes I would forget to switch off my phone while we'd be doing the show, and all of a sudden you'd hear our theme music. Oh, gosh darn it.
I got a call. Hold on a minute. Norville's got a call.
Talk unhinged.
Yeah.
The free-range parent, Danielle and her husband, Alexander, out of Maryland, who people call 911 on because their kids were walking around by themselves from a park.
Montgomery County Public Safety, this line is recorded. How may I help you?
Walking my dog.
Okay.
2 kids that are unaccompanied, and they've been walking around for part of about 20 minutes by themselves.
Okay, how old do they look?
Maybe 7. Little boy, maybe about 7, 8. Little girl, maybe about 6.
Okay, and you don't see any parents around them?
No, ma'am.
Okay, have you talked to them to see, you know, why are they just walking around by themselves?
No, they came up and asked to pet my dog. I let them, and that was it, and I just...
Okay, are they still with you, or you already left?
No, I'm walking behind them. I don't want to scare them.
Okay, did you want to stop somewhere to be seen by the police officer, or no?
No, I just follow the kids and make sure that they don't...
Okay.
You know,
and did you ask them their name, or did they tell you their name?
No, they just came and said, hey, can I pet your dog? And I said, yeah, and they pet it, and then they started walking.
Okay, are they black, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
Caucasian.
And does it look like, you know, they're under the influence of anything at all?
No, it just looks dirty clothes. Looks like they...
Okay, their clothes look dirty?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, my God, why wouldn't you... Isn't that something? Danielle's laughing. Danielle Maytave's on the line. Danielle, the free-range parent cleared of child neglect. Danielle, you allowed your children to walk home alone from a park? What kind of a mother are you?
And imagine a 7-year-old in dirty clothes.
Yeah,
I let them get dirty, I know.
Your kids were dirty? I don't believe it. I mean, this is unbelievable. Let me get to the point of it, is because I'm really glad I'm talking to you. We were just talking about you earlier. The couple has been investigated. You have been investigated 3 times. You still face charges over a similar incident in April for free-range parenting. Now, I have to tell you, though, Danielle, until I heard your story, I'd never heard of the term free-range parenting. Could you explain that? Is that a term that you just is out there in the world, or do you guys just practice this?
Well, actually, the term was made up by Lenore Skenazy, who wrote the book Free Range Kids. And it's kind of meant a bit tongue-in-cheek, you know, we let chickens roam, but now all kids are cooped up. But the fact is, it really is just parenting the way we were raised. I mean, letting your kids go to the park, letting them bike around the street, you know, just letting them get to know their neighborhood.
Absolutely. It just seems it's everyone's, you know, the helicopter parents, the hovering over the, it seems to be gotten out of control. But when you listen to that 911 call, they go, 911, yeah, we see 2 kids walking. Yeah, yeah, and they're alone. Yeah, did you go up to them and ask them, are they all right? No, but they're just kind of walking alone. It's just ridiculous that this has come to this. What were the other cases other than this, you were investigated 3 times by Child Protective Services. For what?
The first time, the kids were 1 block from my house at our neighborhood park, the park I've been taking them to since they were born. And some neighbor, I think, or a neighbor's friend or something, called CPS directly. And they came to our house and said, you know, you can't let your kids go to the park. And we said, you know, we disagree. And they said, it's against the law. No, we disagree. That's not. Maryland law does not say anything about kids being outside. And they dropped that case. Then the second time was just, so that was on Halloween.
Right.
The kids were in the park. Then December 20th, I was out of town, and the kids were walking home from a park a mile away. And they'd been begging us for weeks, and we'd slowly been building up to this. So this was not like, hey, let's drop them off and see if they can get home. It's, okay, guys, you've been asking us.
Wait a minute. Yeah, let's drop the kids away. How old are the kids again?
That's another strategy I find entertaining.
Okay, hold on. I can't hear when you're both on. Wait 1 second. I don't know what's going on with these lines today. But go ahead, Buzz. What did you just say?
Just dropping them off and see if they get that. You know, that develops a certain skill set as well. There's something to be said for that.
I think there's something to that game. Get home on your own game. Well, here we go. But of course, you're watching them. But wait, so Daniel, how old are your kids again?
They're 6 and 10.
6 and 10. Okay, so then then the park, then it was a block away. Then what happened after that?
Then they were a mile away, and they got about halfway home, and the police picked them up. This time somebody had called 911. And they brought them home, and there was this kind of tense back and forth with my husband because it wasn't really clear why the police had brought the kids home and why they wouldn't just let them go. But then finally they did, and my son called me crying, saying, Mommy, the police are here, and I think Daddy's going to be arrested.
Oh, my God.
And thankfully he wasn't. And then a few hours later, while they were having dinner, a CPS social worker showed up with a temporary safety plan that said, you must supervise the kids at all times until we can follow up in a week or two. And my husband said, I'm not going to sign a legal document without my wife seeing it, without a lawyer seeing it. And she said, if you don't sign this right now, I'm going to call the police and we're going to take the kids away. And she did call the police.
This is America, right? We're talking about you're in America when this is happening, right? The United States of America.
Yeah, well, my husband grew up in the Soviet Union, and I have to tell you, this whole situation is starting to look really familiar and uncomfortable to him.
It seems odd, right? Doesn't it seem completely nuts? The fact that these kids, how long would these kids, six and 10, you said? How long were they detained?
Well, the first time they were just brought home, in April, this was really like the parents' worst nightmare. They were detained for 5.5 hours. They were in the back of a police car for 2.5 hours, just 2 blocks from the house. And they kept saying, our parents are expecting us. We're late. We just live 2 blocks away. We want to call our parents, but nobody brought them home. And then they were brought to CPS Crisis Center, and they were held there for another 2.5, 3 hours. And they didn't tell them anything, and they didn't feed them. So if we hadn't brought food, the kids wouldn't have eaten until midnight.
Oh, man. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, and then they made us sign another safety plan to get our kids back.
So just recently now, you have been you were investigated for neglect, letting the kids walk home alone from a park, playing the Get Home Alone game, and have been cleared in one of these two cases. Now, you're still fighting this. What's the next fight for you? Is there a fight here, a legal fight, or is there some lawsuit involved? Because free-range parenting, I'm not a lawyer, but free-range parenting does not seem like child neglect to me.
Well, we still have the April 12th incident. There's an investigation hanging over our heads. Although we're, cautiously optimistic that they will rule in our favor since, December and April, same kids, same parents, same neighborhood. So we don't see any reason why they wouldn't also finally dismiss this last one. And then after that, frankly, we are pursuing legal action because even if they finally come to their senses, that doesn't change the fact that our family's been incredibly invaded and disrupted. Our kids, frankly, traumatized by, being held in
no
a police
question.
Car. And also, our constitutional rights were violated really dramatically. I mean, the Constitution clearly protects people's right to parent the way they see fit as long as there's no harm to the children. And we're going to stand up for that because this is absolutely unacceptable.
Right on. Absolutely. There's no question about it.
When did this happen? Because when I was a kid, I went, starting at age 5, I went admittedly, it wasn't a big city, but I went everywhere by myself, and I had a little dog, and nobody ever thought twice about it.
The world became ugly. When did the world become so ugly, honest to God, that everyone has to fear every little thing? And it's very, very strange because you're right, Daniel. You started off by saying, remember you used to play, and then when it was time to come in for dinner, hey, Johnny, come in for dinner.
That's right.
Wherever you were, you could hear it. We didn't know. You think my mom or dad knew where I was at all times? Honestly, in this world, I guess you kind of have to know. They were at a park. You're not neglecting them. The kids were. But what you said is they're busted, picked up by cops, being held. Now you got to sign this document. You're not going to get out of here. This is wrong, 1,000% wrong. I think you got a nice case here. Let me ask you one other question. What's under the banner of free-range parenting? Letting them. What else do you do in that world?
Well, a big part of it is really teaching kids responsibility and accountability. So it's not just like a free-for-all. In fact, my kids have chores. They have regular bedtimes, regular mealtimes. The whole idea is that we're slowly building a responsible, independent adult here, and that starts with responsibility to your home, to your family, to your community, and because when you show you can handle that, you also get independence.
Yeah. That's right. You're right. You got to teach and be. It's very difficult. They get out. You see, I see a lot of them. I got to tell you, I see a lot of them like, what? I have to do this? How do I do that? You know, because they don't know, because mommy and daddy were doing it for them. Hey, I have to do this. Well, go to the store and get, you got to go to the grocery store. Go get it. You know, it's amazing. I like the whole concept. You said there was a book. What is the book you said you referenced?
The one I read a while back is called Free Range Kids by Lenore Skenazy, and it just, you know, talks about how to raise your kids without going nuts with worry.
Yeah, I saw it. I don't know if you know who Mark Maron is. He does a show on a television show and a podcast. I saw a show on his show this week. He was at a park sitting alone reading a book, and the lady came over to him and said, you have to get out of here. Look at the sign. The sign says you cannot stay in this park if you're single, alone, without kids. You have to have kids. You can't just sit in the park because they think you're a child molester. That's how
well, there's another lawsuit waiting to happen because that is just pure discrimination.
Right there. That's completely nuts. And you won't, none of this will make you or your husband there in Maryland, Silver, change the way you raise your kids, will it?
No.
Good.
Absolutely not.
Good. Well, listen, like,
because you're actually being encouraged to keep the kids at home, perhaps in a cage.
That's right.
Right.
That's about it. Why don't you keep him in a case? I love the guy. Listen, Danielle, good luck to you and your husband in this next case, and I can't wait to see what happens next. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Yeah, mommy, daddy, I want to go out and play. Yeah?
Stay in your cage.
Get away from the TV and go.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. President Obama says ISIS remains a threat, but ultimately will be defeated.
At his year-end news conference, the president repeated his belief that the U.S. and its partners will prevail against Islamic State militants.
We're going to defeat ISIS.
But he warned that ISIS remains a threat.
They are going to continue to be dangerous.
And the president conceded the U.S. is working with local forces on the ground that sometimes are spotty. It was an acknowledgement of the difficulty of relying primarily on a military air campaign. Greg Clugston, The White House.
At a news conference on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the GOP presidential candidates must be able to carry swing states.
We'd like to have a nominee who can carry purple states. Because unless the nominee for president can carry purple states, he's not going to get elected.
McConnell also said the GOP captured the Senate last year by, in his words, staying away from Tea Party candidates. Speaking from the United Nations, Secretary